All right, go.
Okay, can he talk now? No, not now.
There we go. We're live.
Yay!
Oh, all right, sweet.
So I can talk now.
But I like Regina, and I also like the show in general.
I do Regina, but she does murder people.
No, I know. That's because it's not one of the best shows. It's just a good show.
But you didn't reach 10, so...
Also, you told me I could have as many as I wanted.
I don't like Jennifer Goodwin with short hair. I like girls with short hair. Snow White. She was so much cuter in Big Love.
The problem with Snow White is she looks like a six-year-old boy as a lead, and it's sort of annoying.
Yeah.
I don't really consider her the lead.
Well, you shouldn't, but I mean,
the blonde's the lead.
Yeah, I guess the blonde. But I mean, they kind of keep her as like the other...
I mean, she's definitely an important character, don't get me wrong.
I thought you said Obama is the lead.
No. Do we want to like introduce the episode number and stuff?
93?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it 94?
We're 93.
Welcome 93. To episode 93.
We've done this before. I like that number because 9 is divisible by 3.
Yes, it is, and that's awesome. In fact, 9 is
times
3 squared.
Three. Yeah, and then 9 times 4 is 3
times
3. Two.
I like 27 because it's 3 to the third.
Oh.
What did you say, Brian?
I was making up numbers.
Okay.
I was just
flipping
out.
Trying to break
Nathan's brain a little bit there.
That's fine. We can do that later.
Are we going to intro ourselves?
I'm Brian.
That's true.
I'm Nathan.
I am Jeremy Unplayable Trash Shay.
I'm married to an idiot.
I'm Andy.
Hi, married to an idiot. It's good to have you on the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, he's special.
Well, what did I say?
Announcement!
Here's one. Assuming this goes up tomorrow. Well, we're live to some people, so depending on how you're seeing this live or seeing this tomorrow or whatever, see you in a couple days.
Yes. War Machine Weekend.
Yay. Which is super awesome.
That is really exciting.
It's this week!
So many board games are going to be played.
Yes.
I mean, as long as they're not during the day on Thursday or Friday.
What?
And maybe just a little bit.
You're working both days?
Saturday.
We're driving down there.
You are not allowed to bring 2 days worth of work with us to War Machine Weekend.
Do it in the car.
She can't. She gets car sick.
Well, we get down
there. I wasn't talking about work anymore.
There's enough people down there. We'll be playing board games. If she wants to sit in the room and do work, that's fine.
We'll just tell her about all the board games we play.
Yeah. What you can do is, while Brian is teaching somebody Terra Mystica, you can do 2 hours of work. Then you can play Terra Mystica. And then another player will come in, so you can do 2 hours of work while Brian's explaining Terra Mystica again.
Brian has that explanation down to a cool 10 minutes.
Yeah,
it might be completely unintelligible to the new player, but it's a cool 10 minutes.
I understand everything you're saying.
I know, right?
I'm confident in the 10 minutes enough to start playing. They'll figure it out by turn 3.
Excited right. about is this will be the anniversary when the captain first creeped on us as a group.
I know.
So I
That's
never.
Pretty exciting.
I was thinking about the captain in the car alone earlier today.
I'm like,
man, because it's our year anniversary. I'm like, man, I remember at the end of the day, I'm like, man, that Keith guy, he followed us around the entire day.
I know.
I turned around every time, and there was Keith just following us around.
I don't know if you remember me asking you later if you knew him.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, who is that guy? I'm like, I don't know, but he sure likes to follow us around.
Which is fine.
And his wife thinks you smell nice.
Yeah. That's true, she does.
And then in the next day, I think he went for the puppy dog approach, because he'd have those puppy dog eyes, so you think, oh, we got to bring him along, because he looks so sad, and you know, now...
And we've already explained the rules to him once.
Yeah, so exactly, it's helpful to play with him.
Now I feel like I could join the conversation. I couldn't understand anything that was being said in the last couple of minutes because I was trying to make sure the audio was good on the feed and try to listen to you. And the feed is like a 5 second delay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's my question is, do you have the expansion for Terra Mystica?
The expansion is at the distributors. I might have it.
You need to make that happen.
Well, I need to get it.
You need to
I'm
make that happen.
I'm afraid it'll be released like on Friday, so we won't be able to have
Unacceptable.
It. Unacceptable.
I know. Make it happen.
I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Well, being you a 5 second delay, you walked out on Scream to go get your soda.
I did.
It took her more than 5 seconds to notice.
Oh, that was funny.
That I had a party because you wanted one, and then you fucking left early.
I didn't leave early.
I was pissed.
I was the second person to leave after like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Second
Who's
person?
The second person?
Jordan left like
but
hours before.
We
left.
Jordan always
didn't
leaves.
Go to begin with, Jordan wasn't like, "Hey, Katie, you should have a Halloween party."
I stayed.
We're
like,
all waiting for you to have a Halloween party, and then leaves.
Everyone was waiting for you to have a Halloween party. We were all excited. We watched a movie. We had some. We hung out.
That's
ate.
Why it was such a shitty party, is I didn't really want to throw it.
It was pretty.
Yeah, yeah, usually at your parties, it isn't just Tostino's pizza rolls and the cake that I brought.
We had Doritos.
You did have some.
You had Doritos, pizza roll, and the cake that I brought.
I yep. boned it in a little bit.
A little bit.
It was 11 o'clock. I was tired. I went upstairs to grab a soda. I fell asleep.
The sodas are downstairs.
That's true, which is why I was so great when I said I'm going upstairs to get a soda.
What's the best is Kate, Brian and I got upstairs. I looked at him and I said, how long do you think it'll take her to notice that you said you're getting a soda and came upstairs? He said, I don't know, and walked out.
We're not friends. Before I was like, we should help Brian drive down to St. Louis. No.
You guys are driving.
Nope.
We are going to make out on the way down.
It was fun.
Just to make you uncomfortable.
And I owe him a blowjob.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't going to
put this stone look in your rearview mirror.
That's fine. I'm not going to wear pants on the way down, so it's fine. It's gonna be a fun.
But I don't owe you one, so I don't
know. So far, this is. Oh, my God. Speaking of the road trip on the way down, there's going to be Nate. We have to watch Twitter on Thursday because Nathan
yes.
is going to. Dan is driving Nathan, and Dan. Really enjoyed what I did Nathan last year with making him a very special CD. So Dan's trying to outdo my CD.
Based on that and this previous conversation, can I drive your car and you'll ride with Dan? Because that sounds way more entertainment in your vehicle.
Yeah, my vehicle will have some live entertainment. That's for sure. How long was I gone before you realized I was gone?
Not too long.
I came back downstairs. I sat down. And a couple of minutes later, Katie went, where's Brian?
No, that's not true. I said that's Brian's spot as soon as you sat
Oh,
when
I sat in. I sat in your spot. She said that's Brian. That's right. That's what it was.
Because I was looking out for you.
You were.
Because I
nice.
Thought we were friends.
It was a fun part. I was there. It was past 11. It was very, very late.
Turns out Jim has never seen Scream. Like halfway through the movie, he's like, so is the principal the Scream guy? We're like, what? How have you not seen Scream?
Spoiler alert. The principal died about 30 seconds later.
I saw the movie 5 times in the theater.
Yeah, the movie is awesome.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I was shocked Jim had never seen it.
Yeah, and of course, at the time, it was very unique. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now it's...
Well, it spawned a million movies. I mean,
it's still...
Not even... I mean, it's just movies kind of...
Look, movies mimic it a lot, yeah.
Besides knowing the ins and outs of how garage doors work, it's a pretty decent movie.
Yeah, that particular scene...
Also, something that has always bothered me about that movie is how big that doggy door is. Like, that's a... Like, anybody can crawl through that doggy... Like, that's no longer a doggy door.
Like, if you saw a mass
dock... Because Rose McGowan's boobs were her downfall.
I don't think she got, like...
I thought her boobs got through, and then she got stuck at the waist, which makes zero sense.
At least
sense.
One no, breast. She got one arm and like, one and a half breasts through,
okay.
And then the other arm and the remainder breast.
Her nipples are too hard to get out.
Yeah.
She's too excited by this situation.
What? Moving on.
That's my line.
I know, you don't ever say it anymore.
I haven't said it
I
in a
had
while.
Forgotten from seeing Scream previously how incredibly incompetent the killer is in that movie. Like, every time he goes... Well, yeah. Spoiler, there's a killer.
Oh.
Every time the killer goes after somebody, he gets the shit kicked out of
no,
him.
No, no, that's not
true.
If it's a female.
The
guys
he
guts
on
like
guys.
Yeah.
Well, because he's more... That was kind of neat about it too. Was he actually does get beat island constantly? So if people okay. are actually because people are actually fighting back, it's not like some of them who's oh my god a bad guy and they just fall over and die. Mm-hmm. It's people actually trying not to die.
Well, the girls, the guys just fell over dead.
Yeah, well, the guy, yeah, well, yeah.
Which is
which
know,
is also
opposite.
Funny.
Well, yeah. But it makes sense that they would be incompetent because it's just too. I'm assuming everyone has seen Scream besides Jim. It's just two high school kids
yeah.
going around trying to be mass murderers. Like
yeah.
of course they're incompetent.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as the villain in The People Under the Stairs, how badly he gets beat up throughout that movie.
Yeah.
That's entertaining just to watch
well,
him get
I
beat
love
up.
They represent Ronald and Nancy Reagan. That movie, that movie is about Reaganomics. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, the Wes Craven effort is like, yeah, it's about Reaganomics. That's the Reagans.
What?
it's about how they mistreat minorities, and they've got all the money and everything.
Wow. I haven't seen that movie for a long time, but I just remember the villain of there just getting hit in the head by, like, everything.
Yeah.
Every single piece is entertaining.
And he's fooled by candles.
Man, I don't tricky. Remember that. I just remember him getting a hit in the head.
The kid
by
puts
a
bunch
of
coins, like every inch or so, in some candles, and then sets them on. So as the candles melt, the coins drop out and make noise, and so that the killer thinks that he's over there.
No.
He isn't.
No.
Stupid Ronald Reagan representative.
There you go.
Your Next was a terrible movie, by the way.
No, it was not.
Oh,
you guys just talked through it all the whole time.
It was
time.
Very entertaining, but it was not in any way scary.
No,
it wasn't supposed to. It's literally Home Alone, but yeah. but R rated. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's
that's why it's enjoyable.
Yeah, that's why it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, and that's why like well, as many people got invited, I'm like, well, like, let's watch a horror movie. Like, horror movies in groups don't work. That's why let's watch a movie I've seen 100 times because it's not going to be enjoyable any other
way. Horror movies might work for other people. For you, they don't work because you do not handle people talking during a movie.
Because you're watching a movie and you want to absorb what the atmosphere.
That's why I like to sit next to you when we watch movies.
Yeah. Well, it's like The Conjuring. If you had The Conjuring and everyone was chatty, then we would lose so much atmosphere.
Yeah, you do need the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's true.
Part of the charm.
Also, in my head, atmosphere was spelled F-E-A-R.
Yeah.
But that, yeah.
No, I get it.
Okay. That's why you don't see movies in giant groups in a house. It just, I don't know. If you have one or two.
Some people genuinely aren't bothered by people talking during movies. Like, that's the thing is, I understand that Brian, it's like, a next level thing.
Well,
it bothers Andy and Nathan a little bit.
In the theater, it infuriates me as much as Brian. I just accept that in a house, it's going to happen.
But there are people who genuinely aren't bothered by it.
Yeah, because when I was a little junior high girl and we would all get together on Halloween and have girl night and like we watched Freddy Krueger and we talked through the entire thing and it was still scary as shit. Like I was scared of Freddy Krueger for a long time.
Well, I believe
did
that
you guys
a bunch
like snuggle in your pajamas?
Of course.
Did you comfort each other?
Bananas in pajamas?
Made fun of those who cried.
It sounds more like your group of friends.
No, this is a different group of friends.
Okay.
This is junior high.
Shenanigans.
Did you see, I assume, the guy about the Dalek arm getting a hold of you?
Yeah, and there's actually a couple on this Facebook thread that talk about, too. There's a guy coming over this month, and there's a guy coming over in May.
Okay.
So I can get just buckets of Dalek arms.
Apparently.
Which is good.
Yeah. Let's go to our first topic of the day. Our only topic.
Table.
That was my emphasis.
Yeah,
I heard.
Like, no one saw me do it.
I saw it. The internet saw you do it.
Not yet. In like 3 seconds, they will.
Don't admit the camera's there. That's professionalism.
I like to forget that it's there.
Yeah, just ignore it. Have a normal conversation and ignore
if you're
camera.
You're gonna pick my nose jokes and stick your whole finger up there. Don't be.
Yeah, don't be half-assed about it. Yeah.
Don't half-ass. All right.
But no. Still half-ass.
Here, dig up in there like, oh, this. Sorry, like this. My finger is in my nose, and then I wipe it on you.
Oh, I hate you both so much.
See, that stage wipe, though, I picked with one finger and I wiped with the other, but
nice.
You didn't see.
That's nice.
That's an older brother trick.
Stop touching me.
Am I back to the first finger or not?
I would high-five you if you just picked
me. Yeah, my other hand?
I don't trust
it was below the table.
So. You don't want to know where that hand's been.
I know where it's been.
Brian's penis.
Obviously.
That was obviously the joke, Nathan. Thank you.
I already made that joke, Jeremy.
So the best TV shows of the last 15 years.
14.
14 years.
As long as it's aired before 2000. Or
as long as it aired, as long as it aired at some point after 2000.
Yep. Or during.
Or
and it's not Breaking Bad or The Wire.
And so, accurately, we can't even say best TV shows this century because 2000 was technically the last century.
Yeah, that's true.
Correct.
But it does include the best shows of the century.
Well, we've done best
unless all of my shows were in the year 2000 only. Then I would have no shows from this century.
If that is true, I will be very impressed.
Okay. In the year 2000?
In the year 2000.
We've done video games and other media, so it's our... It's
we have.
TV. Video games, board games. We haven't done movies yet, I don't think.
I thought we
might have. I don't you remember. Think I pay attention to this goddamn podcast?
I'm pretty sure we did movies at one point.
We probably
we've done
did.
Movies before.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And we'll probably do them again. I mean, you know,
well, tastes change. That's why those kind of
that's why they're fine.
We didn't do books.
We did not do books.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Or albums.
We talked about doing books.
I could do albums.
You and I were very excited about doing books.
We were.
Yeah.
We
Brian was passively excited. You and I were very excited.
Oh, I would,
and the rest of the cast was like, eh.
We still need to have our Dresden episode.
Yes. The all Dresden hour.
Have had the first book read to me.
That's
now.
True.
For Dresden, I think
and part
I
of the
think Dresden
book.
Would be
part
great,
the
like a multi-
I already
well,
guessed
this,
the
like,
ending.
Podcast
book,
to cover like five
the ending.
Books
you guessed a part that I told you was not the ending, but was true.
Of the second Dresden book?
Yes.
Okay.
Mystery solved already.
To be fair, the first two Dresden books are the cliched,
yes.
decent, mediocre ones that set up the characters and set up the world, so that's from three on, it's the best thing
except
ever.
Except Ghost Story. It's really good, too.
Ghost Story is also amazing.
Might be. It's in a top. It's one of.
I enjoyed the end of Ghost Story very much. The book itself, I thought, was not as good.
I really.
But this episode is not about that, so we'll
okay,
save
so we'll,
that,
we'll
for,
save
the
that
Dresden,
for that other discussion.
The multiple
there was episodes. A Dresden File TV show.
Yes.
And I know, which was really good.
Which was not be, as bad as people. A lot of people poo-poo it.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was good enough that it made me read the books.
Yeah.
That
it's
was
different
that was actually
than the books.
How I discovered Dresden was the show. Yes. When I discovered that Bob couldn't corporealize, I was shocked. It blew my mind.
And he doesn't have the hockey stick drum stick thing.
Yeah,
it's different.
Yeah.
What channel was this show on?
Sci-Fi. Siffy. It was on Siffy.
We watched it on somewhere.
I like how Sci-Fi is now officially apologized and are reverting back to their normal
format. Are they going back to being called Sci-Fi?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Why? What were they called?
Siffy.
Basically, they were not science fiction
anymore. It was pronounced Sci-Fi.
It was spelled
S-Y-F-Y. And it was spelled Sci-Fi. And I'm 99% sure the reason they did that is because you cannot copyright or trademark the phrase Sci-Fi, but you can copyright or trademark the phrase S-Y-F-Y.
Right.
And just pronounce it Sci-Fi. So I think that's why they changed the name of their channel.
They also started doing other things than sci-fi science fiction on their channel too, like showing.
I'm sorry, I just was distracted by how mean Katie is.
She is the meanest one on the podcast,
and that's the thing is the viewers don't realize it.
Well, yeah. Some viewers, some of them are better in person.
And Jeremy doesn't need all the punishment he gets, but he deserves it. and Katie is the meanest.
That's true.
She is. Like, I'm the most terrible, but she's the meanest.
That's true. I'm actually probably
she's our Regina George over there.
I'm legitimately probably the nicest person on the podcast.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the sad part.
I don't know how you do it.
Brian's nice, but then there's the evil supervillain behind his head. Like,
yes.
You never know when he's scheming to usurp you.
Yes.
But he'll be...
Always.
He's always scheming, but you never know when he'll put it... You might be plan B.
Yes.
Plan A might not be to usurp you, but he has a plan.
He has a black evil heart. It's just that sometimes the best way to achieve his goals is to pretend to be nice.
That's true. He loves to be like the vizier. He loves to be like, he does it all the time in Mall of Horror.
Yes,
like, he'll be like, I'll help you out all game because I love being the vizier, not the emperor.
There are multiple games that that's my passive
Junta,
my attempt.
You do that too.
Junta, I will be your best friend, and I will truly be your best friend. I just hope that the person I have to be best friend will at some point screw up, and then I'll just sneak ahead in points, but I'll still back him the entire way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you hope that, you know, the person will, people will dogpile on them, and you go, oh, sucks to be you, best friend, and then away you
Sorry.
Go.
Sorry.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and then you go to get a soda, and you never come back.
I had a soda at home.
You know what? He's such a bitch. I think this might be grounds for my revenge that I've been plotting.
Oh, dear God, I hope so.
I just think on it.
I'm so excited.
Brian made the mistake of telling me one time that I never followed through.
So she came up with an intricate revenge plot that she's just waiting to execute.
Wow. Luckily, yeah. she keeps forgetting about it because she's a girl. Otherwise, I'd be in trouble.
Wow.
There are times I wish the camera was facing you because you have some very evil stares here.
They're very happy, normal stares.
Anyway,
TV shows of this century / the last year of last century, the 2000s.
Yep. Because this is kind of the golden age of TV is kind of why I picked that, because TV quality has really jumped in the last year, and it's just in the last decade.
I completely agree with that.
This is the golden age of TV. That's not a debate.
I would...
Because you go back to the 90s and whatnot, and you still there's always been golden things. Like, you can't say Cheers and Seinfeld and
Friends.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Although I was always a Bewitched guy.
There's always been good TV shows, but you're seeing more and more Hollywood actors going to TV shows because that's where the
quality. You do
see quality.
More big name actors in TV than you
and
do.
And you're getting better story driven
and the
shows.
Budgets and stuff. Like, you get more things like Breaking Bad, which can't
never
talk
happen.
About today.
Yeah, but I think that might also just be an indication of how expensive it is to make movies, and so there's just probably more money and.
And movies aren't doing as well financially these days.
Well, like, some TV shows are really expensive. It's just about the.
Well,
but if they're bringing in the viewers.
Some movies are doing just fine too. I mean. Look at
some
Guardians.
Some are, definitely, but a lot of movies these days.
Like Sin City.
Well,
the thing is, though, the problem with Sin City is it actually got decent.
Just nobody cared.
Nobody cared. It
nobody
was just
cared.
too late for
nobody
that.
Nobody asked for it.
I still want to see that movie.
I do want to see it, too, but it was 10 years after the fact. Just,
something like that.
Yeah.
Interesting fact about Sin City, Dame to Kill For. It's not a TV show of the last 14 years.
True. All right, I'm going to start then.
Okay.
What's your number 10?
My number 10?
we broke
all right,
teeth.
Jeremy, you want to start?
How many do you have, Kay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What's your number 8?
Well, why don't we just, well.
What's the top one that you wrote down?
Are we doing all 10, all 9, all
8? No, let us do all 10s, all 9s.
I got, my number 8 is Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. It is a fantastic show. It is so funny.
And James Van Der Beek is amazing on it.
James Van Der Beek is amazing.
But
on it.
I don't
that statement I will agree with.
I don't think it's going to have the staying power as the other one that I.
How could it have staying power?
It is such a good show.
I'm gonna have to zen myself. Power this for whole me.
The show is funny, and I just envision that two main characters naked all the time.
I would
especially James Van Der Beek.
Oh, yeah, especially
naked.
Especially
Kristen Ritter is an attractive woman.
That is a true story.
It's funny. I think it's really well written.
I think it's really well done.
I'm very sad for the day when they run out of material and the show turns sucky.
Is the show still even on?
It got canceled. I didn't even know it was
on. Yeah, it made one season.
It got canceled.
That's why your staying power joke, I was trying to calm myself. It was literally canceled. Literally.
Literally?
Literally.
Literally.
Literally? No, there's an ER in there.
No, I know, but that's not how I pronounce it.
That is literally my favorite Parks and Recreation reference.
I hope that's your number 7.
It's not.
So, damn it.
Well, anyway, so it has amazing staying power. It's so
for
funny.
A show that's already been canceled.
Lots of good
hey,
shows have
you
been
know
canceled
what?
Before.
You know
I
what?
Have a show on here that only made it one season.
Something so. I can guarantee about Don't Trust the Bee Apartment 23 is that it won't outlive its welcome.
That's true.
That's true. It is. So
you are not going to see the slide into crappy episodes. It's booyah.
It is really good. I highly recommend it to anyone who's over the age of 18.
I'm sorry. Staying power.
All right, Jeremy, what's your number 10?
I thought we were going to do one person's all
of no, that would be
no,
dumb.
No, no, that would be dumb.
Okay, fine.
Do your number 8 through 10.
Yeah, no. so
do 8 through 10.
Yeah, basically, I'm very happy about this because it's going around the table. When it gets to me, I just cross off ones that everyone mentions.
I'm
going to
do 10, 9, 8.
10, yeah, do 10, 9, 8.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the same thing.
What? Okay, so my number 10, and this one, I felt it needed to be on the list, but it is number 10 for me, is The Sopranos. It was an amazingly well-executed show. It was well-written. The characters were great. A lot of people disliked the very final scene.
I was okay with it.
But it's I was fine. Okay with it. I really didn't mind it.
It's better than Seinfeld's.
It was better than several I can mention that are even on my list.
Yeah. That Russian guy never showed back up.
It's better than Dexter.
The Russian guy they took out in the woods to shoot in the head in the snow. That episode was amazing, and that guy never came back. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do, and there's a reason he never came back.
No, he's never even mentioned.
Well, why would he be?
Because he escaped?
Yeah, but he's not, like, he's not, no, he's gone. Like, yes, if the show had continued on long enough, maybe they would have brought him back, but.
Like, I expected him to come back, like 5 episodes later for revenge of them trying to kill him. Like,
they had a lot of things going on in that
show. That's a huge Chekhov gun that never got fired.
That's true. All right. So anyway, Sopranos, I thought it was really good. People generally seem to agree, so I'm cool with it. My number 9 is White Collar. It's very well written. It's got a dynamic duo aspect, as Brian said off air a little while ago. I love the Neil character. Neil is amazing. Neil is everything I wish I could be. Like, he really is. I love Neil's character.
Gay?
Well, he's not gay in the show.
All right.
Neil is not the actor's name. But yes, the actor is in fact gay. That's true.
Are you thinking of Doogie Howser?
No.
White Collar is
amazing.
All right.
It really is.
I haven't seen any episode.
I like Neil Patrick Harris too.
Different Neil.
Wait, it's a different gay Neil? No, I'm serious. Is it not Neil Patrick Harris?
The actor's name is not Neil Patrick Harris. It's literally, like, the character's name is Neil.
But the actor is gay.
The actor is gay.
So the character's Neil, but the actor's gay, so it's not a gay actor named Neil.
Correct.
So it's not Neil Patrick Harris.
Correct.
Okay. Is he the white one?
Yeah, he is white.
Well, there's White Collar.
White Collar
They're both
Crimes.
White Collar Crimes.
Oh, so it's not like I Spy where one of them's black?
No.
Okay.
One of them's black?
It's Bill Cosby.
Anywho, my number 8, which also ended poorly, and I'm willing to admit that it ended poorly, was How I Met Your Mother.
The
whole last season was disappointing, and then the last episode made me want to kill everyone. But up until they shat the bed with their final episode, I really do think it was this generation's Friends. Like, I think it literally was as good as Friends. It had the staying power. It had the characters. They stuck with the same cast, the same core cast, and they did a good job with it. I really, really
liked
it.
Lots
of good running jokes. The Slapsgiving thing was hilarious. Every year it was amazing. And then they did incorporate some of the slap stuff in the final season. They just did that badly too. Like, I don't know if they fired a key writer or what. The last season was disappointing. I'm not going to lie. But up until the last season, it was amazing. And you could even let the last season slide if you stopped the finale at the halfway point. If you haven't seen How I Met Your Mother and you're watching the final season, on the final episode, Ted gets on is at a train station, and then it cuts to black. Immediately turn off the show. Do not watch anymore.
My life
would be better had I done that.
Someone on Facebook tried to tell me why last season was good, and I defriended him.
Yeah, that's a good decision.
I'm like, I'm done with you as a human being.
That is the right decision. So if I could go back in time and change, well, it wouldn't be the first thing I changed, but it's one of the things I would change. The very first thing. I would go back and I would say, stop it right there. Right there, the season is done. Nothing else happened. Don't worry about it. You're fine. My life would be better.
They just took all the growth from all of the characters and just shat on it.
I know. Anywho. So
they actually knocked it out of my top. I couldn't forgive it. Just keep it in my top.
I was willing to forgive it. You'll notice it's number 8. It would have been much higher without that finale, but it still made number 8. So anyway, those are my 10, 9, 8.
Mine aren't in order.
Mine weren't either.
So I'm gonna do, I only have 9, so I'm going to do 2 of them here. Sure. And these two are related to each other. And so I will do them.
Okay. Are you going to make me mad now?
No, I'm saving
We're
making you mad
crossovers.
For later.
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't crossover. It's just a show that Andy hates that I love. Okay. And he already, I think he already knows what show it is. But
no, I don't.
It's my favorite sitcom. Does that help? Nope. It takes place in Texas.
Oh.
So anyway.
I don't. Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Disagree.
So I have these two. I'm doing it together because they're reality shows, which reality shows in general are a blight on humanity. But I like these two. The first one, which is a current one, it's still going, is Face Off. Face Off is my favorite of the, like, you know, eliminate
Operation,
one person every episode style thing.
Operation Runway or
yeah, that style. The Project Runway, Project the Top Runway. Chef, all those ones where you have the people of a profession, they do a thing and they're eliminated.
So they take off their faces and they...
No. Yes, they switch them with Nicolas Cage, and then whoever can escape from prison the best. No, what Face Off is, for those of you who don't know, is, and if I watch Project Runway, I might like it for the same reason I like Face Off, but most of the other ones are all cooking shows, and I can't taste or smell or otherwise experience the stuff that they're making on the cooking shows, but Face Off is makeup. It's Hollywood makeup designs, like people doing like Pan's Labyrinth style visual effects. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel. And the thing about Face Off is I can see what they did. And so I can judge it just as well as the judges on the show, and I can experience it. Whereas on Top Chef, they're like, look, this cake's amazing. It's like, I have to take your word for it. But Face Off, you can actually fully in depth, which again, Project One Way is probably the same way, but I just haven't watched it.
It's done in this. I watched Face Off. I found out about it too, and I started watching it. The show is amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. But then I ended up catching, for some odd reason, a Project Runway, and I realized that they use the exact same formula.
Yes,
which makes sense.
A lot of reality shows do.
But that's all designer dresses and all that too. But Face Off, very cool.
Plus, I mean, you know, we're all sci-fi fans. We all, you know, can take that stuff as for what it is. So it also is key to my hobbies in general. But it's impressive stuff. I mean, seeing these people like in the course of 2 days making high caliber stuff.
Yeah, they're usually given some type of a thing to go by. You know, like some kind of type of design.
The last episode that we watched, they got a fantasy creature, like a cyclops or goblin or fawn, or I forget what the fourth one was, and then they got a high school clique. Like, so one person had to do a nerd goblin, another person had to do a cheerleader fawn, and it was just really cool. Like, the nerd goblin was hilarious. He's got, like, the big green ears and nose, and he's got braces, and it's in a band geek uniform with, a drums. It was fucking hilarious.
That's pretty good.
The goth fawn, so it's like this goat, and he has the tag in his ear and everything. Anyway, and my second one, it had 2 seasons. Season 2 sucked, but season 1 is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen on TV, was the Joe Schmo Show.
Oh, yes.
The Joe Schmo Show, which I believe is on Netflix. So you can still see it. The premise of it was, take the real world. So you have like the 20 people living in a house or whatever, and then have them vote a person off at the end of each episode, a la Survivor. And that was the Joe Schmo Show. Except the real thing of it was, of those, I think it was actually a dozen people, 11 of them were actors, and one person was actually someone who applied to be on a reality TV show. So the whole show was just fucking with that guy. Just fucking with him so hardcore. And just like crazy stuff's happening, and all this drama, and all these politics, and these people are like, you're going to vote with me, right, Joe? He's like, and he just has no idea what's going on. It was amazing.
Didn't season 1 have a guy and a girl, but the girl caught
on? Season 2 had a guy and the girl caught on, and then they had to like scramble to repair it, and it just wasn't as good. But season 1 was just the one guy, and he sure as hell did not catch on. Like, even the last episode when they reveal it to him, he's like, wait, what? And, like, they had to explain it to him, like, 5 times because he could not process this. So season one was fucking amazing. But yeah, season two less so.
The problem with that show is once it aired it, they could never do it again. And that's the reason why. If they do it now, they could probably get away with it.
Probably could.
It's about 10 years ago.
The problem is someone that likes reality shows enough to apply for one may be very versed in reality
But there's
shows.
So many shows, it's hard to know if...
Yeah. That's true. But
there'd be no reason to suspect that the one you're on is fake if it was done
again,
well, you know.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I was a little bit surprised you didn't do the one with the English office guy who sends his friend traveling abroad.
Idiot Abroad. Oh. Idiot Abroad is an amazing show, actually. I have no British shows on here, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, Idiot Abroad, QI. Like, there's a bunch of shows I really like that are British. For some reason, I just stuck with American, and I have no excuse for that.
Okay.
I only have Australian shows.
So you have Wilfred.
Good day, mate. Number 10. What up, Willis?
Which is a weird name for him. I can't stand Wilfred, by the way.
The American or the... I assume you've only... So the American one, yeah.
Because it's like watching a Ben Stiller movie.
What?
Everything that goes wrong does go wrong.
Could go wrong,
Everything
does.
That could go wrong does.
It's a train wreck show.
It's a train wreck show.
Just with a guy in a dog costume.
I can't handle it.
So you just did two then? So you don't have a...
I now have seven remaining.
All right. Damn it. So I will do my 10-9-8.
Yes.
My 10 is a Joss Whedon show. I only put one of his on there because I could argue more could make it, but I picked Angel for my number 10 show.
That was still airing in the 2000s.
It was airing. Yeah, it aired for a couple of years.
That is a good choice. I
agree. And that show ended... It's one of the shows that ended super strong.
I agree.
And it was. I love the last scene of Angel.
Yeah.
The last scene of Angel, I love, and I still debate with people what happens 2 seconds later.
Good.
That's why.
It's just the ends of the day. You lived or died. You can debate one way or another, but it's just a nice. But normally, if you say it ends and they, you don't know if they lived or died, that would be a terrible ending.
But no,
the book, The Giver.
The Giver.
You don't know if he died or lived, unless you watch the movie.
Unless you watch the movie, and then they're like, "No, it happened this way. Don't worry about it."
But they did it in such a way that to me it was fine. Like, I have no problem if someone wants to go one way or the other way with
I
the
agree.
Angel
ended very well.
So like I'm 100% certain one way, and I know people are 100% certain
I'm
the other
opposite
way.
Of you, which is fine.
What shocks me with that show is the cute chick whose name I'm forgetting.
Fred.
No, the other cute chick.
Inara.
Yeah, no. That's not Inara.
God damn it. That was Fred after.
The one that was
what was her name?
Yeah, that's
what
Fred.
What was Fred's name after?
You said Inara and you broke my brain.
Sorry.
God damn it. The one who was in both Buffy and
Cordy.
Angel.
Charisma Carpenter.
Yes, Charisma Carpenter. Thank you. She went from a character I hated in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like couldn't stand, and in Angel, after a season or two, I fucking thought she was amazing.
They did the same thing with Wesley.
Wesley
was amazing in that show.
Yeah, his character development is some of the best character development I've seen in any character on any TV show ever.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, that was the thing with Angel, is their character development was, like, I mean, this is a Joss Whedon show, so people are like, well, of course. But, like, not of course. Like, Angel was amazing. I fully agree.
Every single year that they both existed, Angel was better than Buffy.
Yep.
Destroy.
Without doubt.
Nope.
That was number 10. Number 9.
Damn it, Brian.
I had it Supernatural.
I'm glad you put that on there.
It's been on for like almost 10 years. And I'm like, man, the shows I put on here are shows that I was excited to see week to week. Like, I'm like, man, I can't wait next to see this next episode to see how. And Supernatural had many seasons. And I'm a sucker for shows that have season long arcs. I love the season by season, you know, episode by episode stuff Supernatural does, but they also incorporate year long arcs. Yes. And I mean, you could say one of their big arcs went from season 2 to season 5. I mean, it was constantly building up. Each season was its own thing, but it was still building to a massive story that took like 4 seasons. And I really like that kind of a thing. And the dynamic of the two main characters is just ridiculous.
It is really good. Yeah.
So that's my number 9. Number 8 is Battlestar Galactica.
That was on like
the
70s.
Almost didn't make my list.
It
was like my number 11.
Yeah. It was in the early 80s, 70s.
It originally didn't make my list, but I'm like, man, you know, I was too excited to watch Battlestar. It was such good sci-fi TV that just has to make
my I'm really glad it made some of the list.
Yeah, so that was my number 8. It was so many good moments in that show. Vastly outweighed the few bad moments here.
I would agree. The show... There were a few things about it that really annoyed me, but on the whole, I loved the Battlestar.
What I like about it is they stayed true to what they were. They always had, like, the whole show had a religious theme to some degree, and they would, and like, when the show ended, I remember some people were mad. Man, that ending had, like, a religious tone to it. Well, show had a religious tone to it. You can't be mad that you could be mad you didn't like a religious tone in a show. That's fine. But you can't be shocked at the last episode of a show that lasted like 5 years.
Had a religious theme.
Because the whole, everything about from beginning to end was had a theme, yes. And it stuck with it. So
yeah. No, they did a good job.
And everyone would go, it just drove me nuts. Like, I can't believe they did that. A religious thing. Like, what? Did you not watch it for five years?
Did you watch the show?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
I binge watched that show, which, by the way, if you've never seen it, binge watching that show is amazing and also exhausting.
Yeah. Well, you had to do it for Netflix because they took it off.
I binge watched it before they were pulling it off of Netflix.
Yeah, I always meant to, but I lived with Jim for a while, and Jim
hates
Jim
it.
And I shared the same television, so I had to. If I watched something, I had to find something that Jim would actually enjoy, and Jim hated that show.
Like, well, more
than anything in the world.
Because Jim wouldn't. So, because if you watched something he didn't like, he'd just stay in the room and complain about it. He wouldn't, like, leave the room. He'd just stay there and go, man, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you watching this?
Was he unemployed at the time?
Yes.
You could even watch while he was at work or something. He was always at home.
Just no Jim.
Always at home, always on the couch, always eating pancakes.
Yeah, he was on that couch forever.
Yeah, with pancakes.
Yeah, with pancakes.
Lots of pancakes.
Case. Man had priorities.
All right, I've got one show that I don't think anybody will have on their list, so I'm going to mention it right away. Dead Like Me.
That was within the last 10 years. Oh yeah, no, I'll agree with that.
Yep, Dead Like Me. That was on HBO. Or yeah,
I only prefer the last movie.
Okay, I was going to say, can I start a fist fight? I wanted to do it first. You son of a bitch! You beat me to trolling Andy.
The first season is an amazing season. It's got Mandy Patinkin. I can't think of the actress's name. I don't think she's really been in much after that. But it's basically about a person that dies and becomes a Grim Reaper. And it's about a group of Grim Reapers that kind of meet together and then gets assigned assignments to go out and take people's lives.
It's a workplace show. They just happen to work as Grim Reapers.
Yeah.
I might have an auto.
Oh, wait, yeah.
You know the same one I'm thinking of, don't you?
The Reaper.
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Anyway.
The interesting way is that the main character dies from a toilet seat.
From space.
From space.
A toilet seat from the International Space Station just comes through orbit and just brains her.
All right, then.
And so she's internationally famous as the toilet seat lady. Like, everybody knows about her death.
Well, you gotta be known for something.
I suppose.
It has a lot of quirkiness to it, which is what
yeah,
makes it so much
fun. If you do watch it on HBO Go, the second season's okay. It kind of loses some of the characters. Avoid the movies like no one's business. The movies are horrendous.
There was a similar style show, but it wasn't Grim Reaper. They battled demons, but with the main character dies and then has a new face and his loved ones don't recognize him. But it was called G versus E.
Yes.
And then Sci-Fi picked it up. It was canceled on USA, and Sci-Fi picked it up and renamed it Good versus Evil to take away the subtleness. That was really good as well.
That has an excellent scene in there with Emmanuel Lewis as one of the.
My favorite scene in G versus E is when his partner, who is the bounty hunter from the last episode of Firefly.
Okay.
Give me an idea of an amazing actor. They come out of like a interviewing some people, and his Volvo, like his 1973 crappy Volvo, is missing because somebody stole it. So he wanders up and down the block shouting for it like a lost puppy. He's just like, Volvo! Volvo!
Okay.
It's just such a surreal scene. I still in my head can see it.
Man, that scene with him, that episode with him in
Firefly. Jubal Early was amazing.
He was, but he was weird.
Oh man, I would have loved if they made an entire series just based off of him.
Jubal Early.
Oh yeah. My god, so good. But anyway, so my second one then. I don't have a numbered list. I just have.
Well, do so. You have seven left.
No, I have a lot left.
Oh.
But I'm
you
crossing
only get 10.
Them off. I'm fuck you. I'm crossing them off as I go through.
All right, do a couple. We'll come back to you.
I just did one. One. I'm trying to go to another one.
So do a couple.
So do one. Yeah.
Do another one.
Oh, my God. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jason.
Katie really wants to get to her next one, so I'm trolling her and Andy at the same time.
My next one that I wanted to mention was a show that was another one of the Fox victims, was Almost Human.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that canceled. One. It didn't make my list, but I can understand why it would. It was a good show.
Detective Bones.
Very good. Very good sci-fi show. I really hoped that Sci-Fi would have picked it up or somebody else, but I'm sure it was probably really expensive to make.
The reason that show didn't make my list is because Bones was amazing, and his sidekick was really good too, and the rest of the supporting cast felt weak to me. Like, that was the problem I always had with the show, was those two were great.
Yeah.
And any scene where it was them and the actor of the week or whatever was fantastic, but the rest of the support cast felt really weak to me.
Yeah, I don't think that was part of the demise of the show, though.
I don't think it was either, but that's why it doesn't make my list.
Yeah,
but I understand why it would. It was a good show.
All right, and then my last one here, I'm going to steal it before Brian does. Brian will probably kill me. Better Off Ted.
I didn't make my list. I wanted to.
It didn't?
Although I rewatch this show every year to every 2 years. I rewatch the entire thing in a sitting. I just spent 8 hours watching Better Off Ted.
Yeah.
Naked. Well, I watch a lot of TV naked in Jordan's room. So it's just a thing.
While Jordan's sleeping. And you just slowly turn the volume up. It's like a game of chicken.
Pretty much with Better Off Ted, though, it's think of it as almost like an Office. It's got the Office feel to it, but mixed with Arrested Development.
Yep.
I mean, that's really how it is. All the characters are just really quirky, really entertaining. Oh, I'm so
there is a new show coming out. That I've he's on. That. I can't. It's on US. And there's a new USA show, and I can't. I forget the actress's name. Oh, the girl who the one.
The love interest in Better Off Ted is from DeForest, Wisconsin.
Yep. But he's on a show in USA now. He's a secondary character, but the primary character is the one girl who was in last season of Scrubs, and she was also on the one show I liked that I didn't watch.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh. Yep.
She's very serious and mean.
Yeah, she's serious.
In Scrubs.
Mean. Yeah.
I know the one you're talking. I know the show she was in that you're talking about, but I can't remember the name.
Yeah,
Happy Ending.
Happy Ending.
Yep. The actress from those two shows is in USA with the guy from Ted.
Wait, the mean girl? It's not the mean girl who's the mean doctor's wife, mean lady.
No. The one that's just in the final
she's
season.
She's on a different show.
Was the final season the terrible season that was terrible?
Yes.
But yeah, I didn't see that episode season.
I was going to say the Happy Endings. Is that about a massage parlor?
Well, that's
kind of.
I want to watch more of this show.
It's the Hug House.
It's the Snuggle House.
All
right, Katie. Those are three. So
yep. Okay. Katie's number seven.
All right, so do we want to do 5, 6, 7?
We were catching up to you,
so we all had seven left.
So seven, I put Game of Thrones.
Tinklage, Peter Tinklage, Peter
Tinklage. Oh, everybody needs to cross off. Well, you guys, well, I mean, I'm
I
not
mean,
changing
it's
my
an
list
amazing
based
show,
on.
So.
Yeah, I'm
just going to agree that Game of Thrones is amazing, and I love all the characters. And I rated it as number two because it's amazing.
It was
It is amazing. I don't know the problem. Okay, so the way so you did yours in I forget. Oh, I don't remember what you said.
10 to 1.
Yeah.
You know, but you said you picked yours based off of something. But I picked mine based off of rewatchability.
Well, yeah, no, I picked how excited I was to see it and rewatchability. I mean, it's all sorts of things, but exactly.
And I don't think you can sit down and binge watch Game of Thrones more than like once a year.
Certain scenes I watch many times a year.
It's not too bad because it's only like 10 episodes per season, though. So
yeah, but it's intense.
Very intense. Like,
yeah, true.
You didn't even watch The Red Wedding.
I couldn't watch it. I couldn't bring myself to watch it.
She couldn't watch it.
You still haven't seen The Red Wedding?
She never watched that episode.
Mm-hmm. I know what happened.
I told her. I was like, I know you're not going to watch it, so here's what happened.
It's too intense. That is
she's read it.
Too what? Stressful.
Oh, she's read it.
She's read the book. She's read all. She's current on the book.
I was going to say, right, so she couldn't just be caught off guard by it happening.
Right.
Nathan got to watch me react to it.
See, I would have watched that. I would have watched someone react to it, but I am not going to watch it myself.
No. Yeah.
It was actually worse than the TV. I think that it was one of the things where it was
gruesome in the show.
TV show.
Well, they set up a stabbing the baby. I mean, that's
when you let's add an unborn baby because The Red Wedding wasn't terrible enough.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting.
And they killed an extra character. Like an extra in the book.
Well, the wife. Yeah, the wife.
So, like, she's still around in the book after
that. Well, I think it's interesting because
it's weird.
In the book. You know, there are several loose ends, and the TV show is like, nope, they're not important.
Gone.
Yeah, because she's not at the wedding. Like, she you never really see her again.
She
just kind
of escort her out of the room,
yeah,
and then it happens.
Right. Yeah. Nope.
So, I thought maybe she would come back as, like,
nope.
So, I'll be interested to see if they really do diverge from the books, or if the show will really just get ahead of the books, and the books will continue to follow the same.
Well, they've already diverged like nobody's business. It's just the argument is whether they're divergences that matter. Like, for example, in the books, Brienne and the Hound never meet.
Correct.
Well, yeah, but that one might not matter.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna say a spoiler of the next season, which I don't think it won't ruin anything for Andy because it makes no sense to anyone. But just they were showing like behind the scenes in the next season, and they showed Jamie in a location he wasn't at.
I heard about
that. They're putting characters in locations in the world.
Yeah,
that
they didn't exist.
Well, that's why it'd be interesting. Cause
or like they showed a gladiatorial arena with a character there as well and stuff like that.
Because the show's gonna get ahead of the books in no time, so it'd be interesting.
Already is.
Oh yeah, it's
some characters already is Sansa.
Yeah,
Sansa is ahead of where she was by one. No, she had one extra scene.
But there's things that have happened in the books that didn't happen in the show yet,
or may not happen at all. The Lord's Apparent doesn't look like it's even going to happen.
Well, yeah.
So well, anyway, it'll be interesting to see how it happens and how it coincides with the books or doesn't coincide.
Or doesn't,
with books.
Yeah.
Like,
my number seven.
Paralyzed Stark is basically filled up his entire arc already.
Yeah, yeah.
From what I've heard from the book.
Basically, yeah. I mean, he's a couple of super.
He's not in this next season at all, by the way.
Yeah, a couple of things that would be super boring on TV haven't happened, but that's it.
Yeah. And when the announcement that he wasn't going to be in the season at all, like, that confused me because I really thought that they were going to use him because they've admitted that they're going to have flashbacks now.
Sure.
They're breaking the rule. And I thought they were just going to cheat and use him.
Yeah.
Because you can just have him roll his eyes back and then see through a tree and see through the ages of time or whatever, and that way you could bring back Sean Bean, and you can, you know, see certain towers and things like that, but nope.
Of course not. Why would they?
Why would they?
All right.
Sweet.
All right, so my number seven is House of Cards, which is a Netflix exclusive. Original. And I think it's my only Netflix exclusive on here, but I'm okay with it. It is a really...
Three Netflix exclusives.
Just four or five.
Aren't there? Yeah, there's two more that anybody cares about, and a fourth season of a show that wasn't Netflix exclusive.
There's a couple weird ones.
That fourth season was being recut.
The one with the ghost, the guy, the fat guy from the one show, and he's got the ghost. Yep. Deadbeat,
which is not very good, by the
there's,
way.
There's the horse one, BoJack Horse.
BoJack Horseman is really good.
Is that Netflix? That's
yes, Netflix. Okay. And it's shockingly good.
There's also the Mob Boss that's in like Norway or Sweden.
Yep.
Lilyhammer. Anyway, that's our first one.
At any rate, I think it's the best of the Netflix exclusive shows, although not as good for watching without your pants on.
Have you watched BoJack Horseman?
I have not yet.
You should. It's funny.
I believe you. But anyway, I really enjoy House of Cards. It's really well written. Something I forgot to look up and meant to was West Wing still on the air in 2000?
Yes.
Okay. So West Wing should actually hold this spot, and then House of Cards would be honorable mention technically, because West Wing is the best written political drama I've ever watched in my life, and then House of Cards...
You don't like Spin City?
Spin City was great.
That's pretty good.
And eat a bag of dicks. But House of Cards is in many ways to me.
You didn't like Benson?
The spiritual.
Benson was great.
The spiritual successor to The West Wing, which is my favorite drama I've probably ever watched in my life. So those two are my number seven.
Robert Guillaume in Benson.
Just list your number seven.
Michael J. Fox.
I really like Michael J. Fox. It is not well written like The West Wing and House of Cards are.
I don't know. I could rewatch Spin City?
I could watch Spin City a lot.
Yeah.
Richard Kind. Like, hey,
Richard Kind.
You know what? So take House of Cards off your list and put Spin City in there. We all agree.
No.
I mean, if you got a half an hour to just have some fun, you're not going to go, let's watch some West Wing. You're going to go, let's watch some Spin City.
I would watch West Wing. I have a ball that I bang on the wall in my office, reminiscent of Toby. And somebody came into my office and said, isn't that like West Wing?
Oh, no, I would say, isn't that like The Great Escape?
Well, that's where he got it. But
isn't that annoying?
So you're referencing a reference instead of just referencing the original thing?
I don't
thing?
Know what he was referencing.
Said that's where you...
You made the comment, and I said that's probably what he was going.
You didn't say probably.
Oh, okay, well, the probably
okay,
was
the
there.
Probably makes it so that you're... Okay.
Yes. Jeremy, one, just assume... Okay, you're so pretty. He really likes drama-y things. He doesn't like light.
I do. I have a lot of drama-y things on my list.
You're number seven, Nathan?
My number seven here. You know, here, I'll go with this, because this actually replaced BoJack Horseman, because I almost put BoJack Horseman on there, because it's fucking amazing. But I put this on instead, because I think a lot of people didn't watch this, and it's kind of obscure and went away.
And Nathan likes to be obscure, and he's like the hipster.
My list, I was going with kind of... This would be my 21 through 30 because I knew you guys would take the top 20. So
okay,
these are
Alex.
Kind of tertiary on purpose.
Okay, Alex.
But a show that was on The Daily Show, it was super clever, that was on the Cartoon Network, Comedy Central. Motherfucker! Ugly Americans. Ugly Americans was really
ugly
good.
Ugly Americans?
Did any of you watch Ugly Americans?
I watched Ugly Americans, but I'm trying to remember. It was like a while ago.
I don't know it.
It was... It was like modern New York, but yeah, it's this guy, and he's a normal schmo, his roommate's a zombie, his coworker's a wizard, his girlfriend's a demon, and like, it's just kind of just taken as being that's how life is. Like, there's no explanation for why all this shit is together, but the clever, it's kind of like Rick and Morty, like, where like, it just is how it is, and the humor just goes with it, and doesn't bother explaining. They're just, this is fucking what we're doing. Just deal with it, and we're not... This guy's a koala bear, because that guy's a koala bear, why not?
His roommate's a zombie.
His roommate's a zombie, because why not?
I enjoyed that show, but I think Birdman, Attorney at Law, is better.
Harvey Birdman was really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was in the 2000s or not.
It was. Pretty much everything Adult Swim Adult Swim happened in the
2000s.
Pretty much
in the 2000s.
But if I had to choose between that one and Birdman, I would choose Birdman. Yep. Hands down.
Hey. Did he get that thing I sent you?
But Ugly Americans, I think, has the rewatchability that Katie likes so much, because not only is it very well written and subtle and the humor's very, very good, it has a lot of the Arrested Development style jokes, but there's a lot of shit in the background that you can watch an episode 30 times and you'll just see random gags going on. So that's just good.
By the way, if nobody put Arrested Development down, I could be very sad.
I kind of just put Arrested Development
down. I know, but like, I didn't put it in because I assumed somebody else
I enjoyed 75% of Arrested Development.
I enjoyed Arrested Development.
Netflix season 4 was crap.
Netflix, season
Netflix
4
doesn't exist.
There's like 3 good jokes in that season.
So Michael Horowitz or whoever it is that made the show is talking about their re-editing season 4.
I talked to my brother and I figured out why season 4 is terrible. And I think it goes to
one reason.
I think there's one key reason that if you fix this one reason, you'd fix the season a lot, which is that Michael in season 4 is a Bluth. He's any other Bluth. He's the same as them. In the other 3 seasons, he's the one who's sane. He's and they're all insane around him, but he's the sane one. In season 4, he's a bumbling idiot just like the rest of the Bluths.
I think it's a combination of that plus the cast is too separate. I think both things would have made it fine. There's still moments hilarious. Like the end of that first episode when they get knocked over by the fucking ostrich is just such a funny, stupid thing. But there's only spurts of funniness in that scene.
I couldn't watch the whole thing. I watched like the first like 2 or 3 episodes and I was like, nope, I'm out.
The scene where Maybe is kind of trying to throw herself at George Michael, but he keeps getting horrified by her lack of knowledge in math and tutoring her for an hour at a time instead of having sex with her is a really good scene.
Yeah, I mean there are some and there's a couple of jokes that take 8 episodes of payoff, and they pay off great, but it's still not enough.
Well, through 8 episodes. Here's the thing is in the because somebody wrote an article that I read about it, and they were like what we loved about the original Arrested Development is these long jokes that like set each them up, and they're very subtle and whatever. But there were all sorts of jokes along the way that made it worth rewatching to catch those things. You know
what
I mean?
Really far away from the mic now.
Sorry, it's just like all up in my face.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a penis or a vagina. I don't judge.
Oh, there we go.
Don't kink shame.
Yeah. All right. Ryan. That was my 7th. Go.
My number 7 is Archer.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
I didn't bother because I knew I would cross it off.
Yeah. Like that's... And it was going to be Archer or Venture Brothers. I couldn't decide which.
Definitely Archer.
I just mentioned it. I was like, oh, cheap. But I love Archer because that show is the comedy level of that show and just the stupidity of it is so epically amazing.
Yes, Archer is fantastic.
And the intelligence of it. Like, you know, when they're... Yeah. Bartleby the Shrivener as a reference in the joke. Like, what the fuck?
And there's another show that Katie just mentioned. A show that has jokes along the way, but yet there's episode-long or season-long jokes. But there's constantly stupidity happening. And then you have these long-going gags that are happening.
We still haven't watched the latest season. We needed to watch that.
I know. We have not.
Because, the last season... Because
Danger Zone!
Yeah, the last season's pretty good.
You having their buckles?
They have to rename their organization. Sadly.
I think they actually have to. That was bullshit. Well, if they were gonna, I wish they would reference it in the show and have her be pissed about ISIS.
I think they're gonna have some comment or something.
There's
random side note about that. One of the buildings on Epic's campus is called ISIS, and when we had all our customers out here, I got asked repeatedly when we were changing the name, and we aren't. We're just leaving it.
Well, why should we?
Right.
Or should they?
I mean, but the same thing applies as with the show, is that's what everyone's going to think of.
When are all my books of Egyptian mythology going to change the name of the goddess?
Yeah. No one's going to ours is named after an astrological body, and guess who thinks of an astrological body when they hear ISIS now? No one.
Yeah.
Not one person ever.
Well, when I think of Epic and ISIS, I think of an astrological body specifically.
When I think of Epic, I think of terrorists. So,
that's fair.
But no, Archer's amazing, and everyone's watched it who's here, and everyone who's listening has watched it.
Yeah.
So, that's all you need to say about that.
We all agree.
The crew that makes it, it could be added into other 2 shows, too. That's
Frisky Dingo.
Frisky Dingo is amazing, and C-Lab 2021.
I feel like there's another show that they just came out with that's really good.
Well, they have the what's his name in the X-Tickles, which was they did like a pilot episode for. That was off of Frisky Dingo.
To me, the brilliance of that show is highlighted by the fact that when they came out with ads for this new season that just aired, the ads for that season I watched repeatedly. Like the ads I would watch on repeat.
Last season had the Perfect Day interview ads. Those ones were great too.
Yeah. Like that's the thing is that's how brilliant a show it is.
Just keep screaming your own name. Just getting kidnapped. All right. So good. Oh, and the thing is, there's jokes hidden. I saw something, I forget where this was. They were talking about how there are jokes hidden in that show. Like, if you turn on the subtitles, There's extra jokes hidden there. Like when Carol was talking, it says Carol slash Cheryl whenever she's talking. And, nice. And like when people are muttering, like it says, you know, angry muttering, and then they mutter more, it's like even angrier muttering and stuff like that. Like, oh, it's clever.
That's pretty good.
Layers on layers. Onions. Bullshit.
All right, so I'm going to mention my seven real quick here as Meg's.
What? Meg's? Megas XLR?
Megas XLR.
I was just thinking about that because you were just talking about Frisky Dingo.
Yeah. No. Megas XLR is basically think of the guys, think of like Dante and Randall from Clerks, and what if they found a giant robot?
Like and a Megazord.
Yeah, and that's it. That's pretty much a show. It lasted two seasons on Cartoon Network, and it was really good. Both seasons are really solid. You can get them. I don't think they're on Netflix.
Everything's
show,
on the internet.
That show is hard to find. That show came out right as adult. That show was not an Adult Swim. It was on the regular Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
That's when Adult Swim was probably at its heyday, and I think the network just put it was. It aired right, half an hour before Adult Swim.
It got foxed.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it did.
Because that network put all their effort in Adult Swim because obviously it gives them ratings.
Yeah,
but it's really clever.
Yeah, Megas is very solid. It's got Bruce Campbell in it too, so
it's hilarious. It's got explosions and clever dialogue. It is super solid. And it's got, again, clever bits. Like, one of my favorite ones, there's an animated GIF of it that I've seen repeatedly as a reaction GIF, but it's, he pushes a button that says missiles, and then he goes over and then flips a switch that says more missiles, and then he pounds his fist onto a giant button that says all the rest of the missiles. It's like that he has those three buttons on his cockpit.
That's pretty good.
You guys have watched a lot more shows than me.
That's
no,
true.
No, that's fine.
That's why I could have done only 10.
That's because we're losers.
Yeah.
Your turn.
So no, my number six is Scrubs, but not the last season. The last season, they tried to like transition to a new group, and it didn't work out.
Very rarely does that work out for a show.
It was terrible.
Yeah, because it wasn't the new group supposed to be the new Scrubs?
Yeah, they were like supposed to be med students who are going to become the new...
What made that even worse is... Well, I'll talk about the rest of the show, but what made the last season worse, and instead of just transitioning over, they still brought the main cast back for half of it, so it wasn't even... They didn't even give it a fair chance. It's the only thing they kind of made it half and half, which completely destroyed it. I like some of the actors
A couple of the actors were good.
It just was a mishmash of crap.
Yeah. It was a mistake.
Yeah, but that was a really, really good show. I think all the way through, all the way up until that last season, it did really well.
I think that the dynamic might be the best dynamic duo in any show.
Turk and what's his face?
I'd put it in top three.
They have a really
That's a heck of a bromance.
Like, like those two, like it, assuming male-male, like there's obviously like male-female.
It is
a whole different
bromance.
Dynamic.
Yeah.
But that bromance, like I struggle to think of one that would beat it.
I would say it might not be the best like male-male friendship or partnership, whatever, but as far as bromance, like, oh my God, if they could choose to be gay, they would get married. It just, they both happen to not enjoy cock. Like, those two are in love with each other.
That is 100%.
They're the number one bromance, if not the number one duo.
I would say my choice in a medical drama for a duo would be Romano in a helicopter.
You can't keep them apart.
Can't keep them apart.
Just can't keep them apart. Star-crossed lovers.
Yeah.
I really like Dr. Kelso.
You like Dr. Kelso in a different way.
Scrub- the old guy?
Or not Kelso. Who's the grouchy one. The grouchy one.
Yeah, Dr. Cox.
Dr. Cox.
Like she loves Kelso's cocks.
Go.
That's true.
Scrubs was so good for so long, though. It had so many good seasons.
It did.
I have friends who are like did medical stuff, and they thought that was one of the most accurate shows.
I've heard that about it.
I heard that. It took the effort to have accuracy, because there's no reason not to put in the 30 extra seconds to Google the shit you're throwing into your show.
Especially when they threw it, like it was a show... And this isn't on here because we talked about Brooklyn Nine-Nine being too new. If Brooklyn Nine-Nine were on my list, which it almost should be, I would say Brooklyn Nine-Nine is Scrubs, just they're cops instead of doctors, which has almost zero impact on the show.
Yeah.
Because Scrubs only very occasionally talked about medicine. When they did, they made sure it was right, which I appreciate.
There was no new Brooklyn Nine-Nine this week, which made me sad.
Yeah, there was.
No, there was the Halloween one last week.
There was one last night. I watched it.
Was it last night?
Last night.
Is it normally on, like, Sundays?
It's Sunday which night.
Oh, okay. Night. I'm sorry. You're right. Sorry, I'm a day behind. Yesterday, I tried to Hulu watch, so I was a day early. My apologies.
Early.
The previous week, there wasn't a new episode, but I was okay because the episode prior had Diaz in a cat suit, and I was okay with that.
This one's pretty good.
You know what deserves an honorable mention because it has a show that has nothing to do with what it's about is Varsity Blues.
Yep. They play football in the final episode of the final season, which made Katie very sad because up until then she was able to enjoy the show, and then they put football into it. And you why would you do that in a show called Varsity
Blue? You mean Blue Mountain State.
She means Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State,
I knew what she was talking about. Yeah, Blue Mountain State.
Which is amazing.
Which is a great show, and you're right, there's no football in it.
It's fantastic.
Till the end of my time, you wish you had stopped watching before the last half of the last episode of How I Met Your Mother. I wish that I had scrounged up $200 to get Denise Richards to make a call out to our podcast.
Yes, that would have been
we
amazing.
Dropped the ball not scrounging up $200 to get Denise Richards to say, you know, Crippled System, it's the only War Machine and Hordes podcast I've heard of.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been really good.
Yeah.
Do that retroactively.
Yeah. All right, I'll figure it out.
Go back and talk to Pat.
I'll send her $200.
All right, so what's Jeremy's number six?
Oh, right.
Can you follow up Scrubs? That's a good one.
Well, it's a strong follow-up, but I don't... It only had one season. But it
I already did Joe
Shane. If it had
more than one season, it would be number one, Firefly. I've gone back and like a lot of times you're like, oh, you go back and watch it, it's just not as good. I've gone back and rewatched Firefly this year. I went back and watched Firefly last year. I went back and watched Firefly the year before that. And every year I'm like, God damn it, this is beautiful.
It is a good show.
This is just perfectly, beautifully gorgeous.
I get angry when I watch it.
And then I watch the movie and I get angry. And I'm like, ah.
Talk about dropping the ball, though.
Oh,
I mean,
my
just
they made a good work.
The Fox executives are like, well, the first episode doesn't interest enough. Let's start with this one, and then we'll go back to that one.
Oh my God!
I'm trying to watch it in the order that Fox executives.
Yeah, I don't even watch it in that order. I watch it in the order that it was supposed to be showed in.
Yeah.
What a concept!
And it's goddamn beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading some more stuff about it recently. Like, you know how they have like the Chinese profanity? So it turns out most Chinese profanity is like a word or two because Chinese is a fucking dense language. So they had like really short profanity in the first couple episodes, and Joss Whedon was like, I know it's profanity because I looked it up and I know it's Chinese and I know that it's like a fairly thought out thing, but you can't tell that on the show. So I'm going to come up with nuanced, multi-word Chinese profanity to put it in the show. Cause then they come up with like these seven or eight Chinese words, which would be a fucking essay in English just to get one. And they're hilarious. Like if you read the translations of what they're saying, they're
it's kind of like Yiddish
amazing.
Curses.
Yes. Oh, I was just like, there's just one more way. It's just the most beautiful Joss Whedon show that ever existed. And it fucking got canceled after a season. I'm so angry.
Well, that's
with Don't Trust the Bean Apartment 22.
No, it has nothing to do with the Bean Apartment.
That show is more timeless than last year, like 22 episodes.
Timeless. Talk about a timeless show that was canceled. Firefly. Oh, my God.
Honestly, we could probably do an episode of how awesome shows are that were canceled by Fox.
Well, so many. I feel like we could do that every week.
Yeah, that's.
Anyway, that's my number six is Firefly. It's amazing.
Yep.
All right, I'll jump to this one. Speaking of dynamic duos, and also I'm cheating because it was on Jeremy didn't put it on his list, so I'll put it on my list because
Katie
I was
put it
short
on our list.
It's on my list too.
Oh, never mind. I won't do that one. I'll skip one.
I better move it down so I get it.
So you get it in there.
No, whatever. We can all talk about it.
I'm gonna say when it happens and it happens. It's fine. It doesn't matter at all.
Psych. Is really Psych. Good. It's kind of like I mean, it's
wait. Psych you out in the end. Okay, go ahead.
It's a surprisingly good ripoff of The Mentalist.
If you understand the joke, good for you. If you're like, was he serious? You're an idiot. And shame on you.
Psych's amazing. Again, it's got the duo with the white guy and the black guy.
That to me is the best. They're not the best bromance because you're right about Scrubs.
But you think they beat out JD and Turk?
Those two wouldn't marry each other.
No.
But they are, to me, the best duo.
The better than JD and Turk.
Yes. I don't know that I agree with that.
I have back trouble and forth. With that statement.
Again, not bromance-wise. I'll give you the bromance. Right. But I think as duo, no duo on TV has ever
their
been
their banter
as
is really
their
good.
Their banter
is amazing. But I feel like Gus would be better off with.
Oh. Like, that's the difference. Is both JD and Turk benefit from the relationship?
Gus is better off because he has a friend. There's episodes where he's not with him and then everything goes bad. Because every so often he's like, man, I'd be better off without him. And then he realizes how wrong
he is. Life shits on him when he tries to go away from him.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he'd actually be
that's
worse
like
off.
The definition of a codependent relationship.
Yeah. I like that. I like that structure.
Okay. The one minor possible strike against Psych is that it does. Suffer from moonlighting syndrome where you have the guy and the girl and whatever, and then eventually the show's like, well, we have to get them together.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
And it is an unfortunate. It never is the correct choice to make, but every show does it.
I disagree.
But
there are some shows where it's okay.
They need it's something.
Yeah, but it didn't ruin the show. They handled it all right. I just disagree with the decision to do it because every fucking show does it. And it is.
I don't think it was necessary.
Right. In but no all, show is
the,
it
no,
necessary.
There's a show on my list that they did that, and I agree with their decision.
But also
in that show, I do not.
In Psych,
they don't really. There's no. There's never. There's very rarely episodes that focuses on a relationship. They date, but it's like it just happens to be a thing they do, but they don't really care about it. It's, you know, obviously it's brought up here.
Speaking of amazing episodes, the tap dance episode. Oh my god, the tap dance episode.
I feel like there was a show where they felt like they had to get the couple together, and so they had them get together for one episode, and they had really, really bad sex, and so then they split up.
Yeah, I forget which show that was, but that did happen.
That does sound familiar.
Because they were like, ah, we don't really want to, but this is a way to, like, address the tension.
Yeah. The problem is the tension is useful, like...
Right. But no, I mean, Psych, the dialogue's great, the characters are great, you know, just they're all good. I don't know that there's a weak link on that show.
The backlashes are good. Even though the kid changes, like, every season, the first three seasons.
The cast balances off each other so well, too. Yes. The dynamic, there's no weak link in the cast.
Yes, and that's huge for a show like that.
Yeah. And that's your number six?
That was the group's number six, yes.
It's higher in my, I'll
just mention when it's my thing.
What number was it? Oh, you're going to wait till you hit to it. Yeah. Okay.
My number six is Chuck.
Oh my god, yes, that was on my
that
list.
That wasn't on my list initially. I'm like, holy, oh my god, I almost said I had to restructure my entire
that
list.
That was my number five, goddammit.
Well, it could still be your number five. You could say your number five is Chuck.
Well, yeah. But,
I figured that's how to go faster.
He has spares.
Yeah. All right. Chuck is such an amazing show. Another good duo, not as good as the other two.
Not as good as the other two.
But still, solid. The music of the pacing of Chuck, the comedy of Chuck, everything about Chuck is a fun, great.
What's the blonde's name? Yvette? Ygritte? Something.
Yvonne, your gargle bing flankle.
She's also really amazing.
Yes. She has many talents. But the show is so clever, and it's just a great
show.
It
is really, really good.
Nathan? I just have to say, Mike the Lurker is on here, and he basically mentioned that his four-month-year-old is watching with him, and every time you talk, she giggles.
I feel the same way.
I'm happy to help.
So everyone should see Chuck.
I liked Chuck, but I felt like they ran out of material. Like they should have ended a season sooner.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's okay. You can be wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not wrong.
I've seen zero episodes of Chuck.
Oh, wait, no,
okay, well, then you are definitely wrong.
Wait a minute. It wasn't that they should have ended a season, because the last season was good. It was like a middle season.
I didn't like season.
Terrible.
It was five seasons. I did not like season four that much. Season four
was weak.
Flaws. That's that was the season that I felt had the most issues.
That's like the new Caprica season of Battlestar.
If season four would have been stronger, it would have been higher on my list. Yep. But to me, it's like the last season. I didn't think it was awful, but it definitely was. It was less good.
It
ended strong. So
I got
I
through
it.
Like two or three episodes in season four, and then stopped watching.
And I watched the rest of four myself, and I started watching five, and I was like, "You should start watching again."
Season four is when they searched for his mom, and some of that dragged down too much, and there were some odd things that happened in that segment. Yeah. But otherwise, I still love the show.
Also, the guy from White Collar, Neil, is his buddy that downloads the codes for him.
Yep, hooray! I've never seen it, so I don't know what that means.
I'm aware.
Yay!
All right.
Imagine that. Okay.
The
show Intelligence that came out this year and was really awful. That was basically, imagine if that was funny and good and enjoyable and had a cast that you liked, then it'd be called Chuck.
Oh my god. You just made me remember watching the trailer for that show when he had what's his name from Lost? Yeah. He had the chip in his head. He was like, well, I've seen pictures of you. It's like, and then somebody off screen comments like, good thing you can't hook up to a printer. Or something. Wow. It was something horrible like that. It was, man, I forgot that show existed.
Damn. Yours was good for a season.
Yeah. So my number six-ish is, I'm going to go ahead and just pop this off. I don't think anybody else watched it as much as I did, but Rescue Me.
I actually never watched it. I know what it is. I've heard it was good, but I never actually watched it.
That's one of those shows that I know that I watched less than I should have. Like, I've seen like two or three episodes from each season randomly on FX and always enjoyed it, and I just never invested the time to watch the whole thing, but I know I'm supposed to.
If you were to shoot at that of Rescue Me is a show that he did right before that, which was called The Job. Which is basically Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It really is.
If you watch The Job, it's almost got the same.
Is it as good as Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I would say pretty close.
Slightly different tone.
It's slightly different tone. It's half. It's if Brooklyn Nine-Nine and
NYPD Blue.
NYPD Blue had a baby. It's almost like it's yeah.
It's like a series. It's a comedy, but it has some drama to it. But yeah, it's
darker tone.
The Job is good, but Rescue Me is seven seasons of just awesome Dennis Leary storytelling.
If you watch season one of Rescue Me, then like, if you watch an episode from season one and season seven, like, why, where did half the cast go? It's such a weird thing due to things that happen to people on that show. It's a good show, though. It's amazing.
It's easily one of my favorite dramas that came out from FX before FX really started putting out dramas.
Is that the one with the really inefficiently packed DVD box set that you showed me?
Yes.
So, where it literally has like a spool, like it's like 6 inches thick and it has a spool with like spindle. 3 CDs on it.
The spindle right in the center, it has all the CD DVDs in there.
Not like the sleeves on each flap. Nope, just a spindle. With like 3 CDs shoved on it.
The Lost Special Edition had a really amazing case. Unfortunately, if you opened it, you pretty much scratch every disc.
Yeah. I almost want to get a different case just to hold it. When I get off mine, I'll go out and grab it real quick because I can show it at least on TV.
We're at case number 5.
Yeah, Katie, go.
Number five.
We have half an hour.
My number 5 is The Office. The US version, the one where Steve Carell was still involved.
Yeah.
In it.
Okay.
I know you don't like The Office.
I do not. I really don't like The Office.
Do you not like the uncomfortable humor? Is that why you don't like it?
I don't enjoy train wreck shows, so I did
not.
UK version is the train wreck show. The first season of the US one is very much like the UK where it's train wrecky. After season one, it gets much less train wrecky.
Awkward and uncomfortable.
It is awkward all the time.
He's awkward and uncomfortable the whole time. I don't know.
Well, like, no, because I don't really like that. I had trouble with Arrested Development for the same reason. And like, I just don't – I don't like It's Always Sunny. Like, it's just not a type of show
Sunny
I enjoy.
It's Always Sunny is about terrible people. They're not – it's not really uncomfortable.
In The Office, like, Jim – like, that's a show where Jim and Pam get together that they should – like, that's a show where the couple get together that's better. For
and them. I liked that about it. That was one thing I did like about that show, but
– but I really liked it. I can watch The Office over and over and over again. It's really good.
I love the personalities that the side characters have that get fleshed out are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
– what?
Spool – just spools. The spindles.
It wants to make sure they have their own special spot.
Each episode's got a disc?
No.
It's probably
no,
four or five episodes per
it's
disc.
It's 7 seasons.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Makes sense, but if they were Blu-rays, it'd be fine because Blu-rays are more resilient. These are all DVDs.
Yeah, they scratch like
so they're just going to get all scratched up. So sad.
But especially if I shake it like this.
I would punch you in the fucking head.
Hey, The Office.
Sorry. All right. My number 5 was already taken. It was Chuck. So there you go.
So our chat has devolved into talking about Jeremy's Legion soda already.
All right. Well, I'll have fun with that.
I'm glad I have that effect.
It's a show within a show.
this is the one thing I will say about The Office that's a little bit unfortunate is I thought Parks and Rec was a worse version of The Office for a really long time until I realized that it's not.
In season one, it was.
Season one is. Season one of Parks and Rec is definitely a worse version of The Office, and then it realized that and changed.
Because it also came out when The Office was almost at its strongest is when Parks and Rec started, and then it was trying to mimic it, and then it was bad at first. So it was really awkward.
So I have a question, and you don't have to tell me if you want to give me spoilers. Do they ever fill in the hole?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. It takes several seasons, but the show moves on.
Like they have like the thermometer with how many funds they need to raise in the background like the entire time, but they like never even talk about it.
Yeah, it gets filled in.
Okay. Eventually, yeah. I think it's
Parks and Rec is still there's a couple TV show reference shirts I want to get. I want to get a Pollo Hermanos shirt, but I need to get a Little Sebastian T-shirt. I want to wear that constantly.
So what's your number?
10,000 candles and win. Whatever. I'll start from the bottom again. I'm gonna go ahead and then do another pseudo steal. Although Brian said it wasn't quite on his list, but I'm going with Bob's Burgers. It's another one that's currently airing, and it's fucking genius. And I don't know if it is improv'd or not, but it has that playoff between all the characters. It makes it kind of less like it is improv because it's recorded, and usually animated things, they record each person individually, but it really is so natural that I don't know if they do record all in the same room at once or not. But
I don't know.
It has the most natural dialogue of a lot of shows. Like, it just really feels like people talking versus scripted stuff. And the family, like, they have their archetypes and whatever, and you have, you know, the dumb dad, and you have the doting mom, and you have this and other, but they all overlap with each other, and you can feel that they're a family. Like, they all have the same aspects of their personality, which just, it really works well. It's just such a great family dynamic in that show.
It is amazing.
And a lot of music, for some reason. They love songs.
Well, when the lot of the actors are like, sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zabity.
Nobody else apparently cared about Bob's Burgers.
No, I love
Bob's Burgers.
I
don't watch
too.
It. So.
But, yeah.
It's amazing. My number 5 was Arrested Development. We mentioned it earlier. Someone better have it. And I do have it as number 5. And Katie mentioned it earlier. Great show.
Hooray.
Hooray. Well, damn it, you made me have to not only pick mine. I'm going to go with the next one here. I'm going to go with The Walking Dead.
I considered that one. The problem was the last season lost me completely. And so I haven't watched. Yeah. I literally haven't even watched. So even though I've heard good things about this season, I know.
So you didn't get lost at season two. You got lost at season four.
When they
Is last season the one where they spend the entire season in the house?
That's season two. Okay, so that's like 3 years ago.
Season two.
That's when they lost everybody.
That's the first half.
Nope, I'm gone.
The first half of season two is considered the worst aspect of the show.
Well, it's terrible.
Yeah. Watch it as a marathon. Seriously, watch it as a marathon. Go through all of season two at once. It is not that bad. It's the fact
Once the house burns down, everything's better.
Yeah. Spoiled.
Spoiler. Spoiler. But since you hate it, you'll be happy.
But if you marathon through season two, you don't have that horrible just like waiting week after week after week where it just drags that out even further. Watching them back to back, it actually works well. Especially after the first like 8 episodes and then it goes into the break and then it comes back in February and then continues on.
I was watching it on, I don't remember if it was Hulu or I was downloading it or whatever. I was watching it more than an episode at a time and I still couldn't bring myself to keep watching it.
The first half of season two is universally accepted as being the worst part of that show. It picks up after
that. That was where Frank Darabont was still on the show and then he was fired or kicked off. And then that's when the new directors took over. The second half of season two kicks off pretty well. Season three is pretty solid. Four just takes it up even further. And
this last season is ridiculous.
Fucking ridiculous.
I mean, I've heard good things, but the problem is, like,
But anyway.
They ruined it for me.
All right, so that was your Walking Dead.
Yep.
Woo, Walking Dead.
All right. My number four is Castle.
We're five.
It
doesn't
matter.
No, we did five just now.
Oh, you're right.
So I really like Castle. This goes a little bit against my rewatchability criteria. I don't think it is super rewatchable. But it is still a really good show. It's pretty funny. I really like Nathan Fillion.
Well,
he's
who doesn't?
Amazing in everything that he does.
Fox.
Especially.
two guys, a girl in a pizza place.
Captain Hammer.
Captain Hammer. Oh, my God.
It's good.
Does that count as a TV show?
It should.
No, it's a movie.
It's a three-episode television show.
Oh.
That was Internet Exclusive. Three episodes.
Then I'm gonna audible here. My number four is Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog. It's amazing. I recommend it to everyone I meet. I'm like, have you heard about this show?
Jim stopped watching it as soon as he started singing.
I've made so many people, like, I've been at so many parties where they're like, let's watch random internet things. And I'm like, all right, wait, let me stop you there. Have you ever seen Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog? No? That's
when
what we're doing the rest of the
no,
evening.
No, you didn't leave.
No, I say that's what we're doing the rest of the night, and then I get to watch Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog again.
I did make the mistake of showing it to my mom when my
Captain Titans.
When my like 11-year-old, she was like 11 at the time, sister was in the room. I had forgotten that there's a lot of foul language in that show.
There is.
You also have to watch the listen to the commentary track as it's sung.
There's a regular one, and then there's commentary the musical.
That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
So I would say either Castle / Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
Sorry.
Never in the history of ever have those two been put together with a slash, by the way.
All right, Jeremy.
My number four, I do really enjoy drama, so it's another drama, is House MD. It's another really, really well-written show. The main character, who's British and whose name I can't remember right now in real life.
House.
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, thank you. Hugh Laurie does an amazing job. Like, I've seen him in a few other movies, and I've seen him in real life interviews.
It's at least my third favorite Hugh Laurie TV show.
After?
Blackadder and a bit of Flyer and Laurie.
Right. And Young Ones.
Ooh, he might be my fourth favorite Hugh Laurie show.
At any rate, it's amazing. It's really well written. It's really witty. The dialogue between the characters is good. The character development is really good from season to season. I don't want to spoil too much about that because Katie's only watched partway through it.
It got very serious.
It does. It is a serious show, but it has humor. Certainly not as much as like Castle. Like nowhere near as much as Castle, but it does have humor built into the different episodes, and it's amazing.
That's another good duo. Him and Wilson. Him and Wilson are a pretty good duo.
Another one of those codependent relationship.
Yeah. Codependent, nothing. Wilson should get the fuck out of that relationship.
He should.
I say, yeah.
Well, that's usually what happens in a codependent relationship. Is one person's benefiting and the other person is just not.
Just
at
can't
all.
Get
How
out
is
of
that
it.
Codependent? How is that not just?
The term
they never leave.
Yeah.
Like, they feel
someone who is benefiting from feeling needed as opposed to.
Oh right, okay, gotcha.
That's what codependent is.
So how do stocks work again?
Oh, just go.
I'm going to change it up, actually. I'm jumping up to here because we're all keep... This is a different style of show. And so nobody would think to mention it, but this is a show that has been consistently brilliant for the last probably a decade at this point, whenever they switched the main character, although it's not actually a character once they reveal what it is. But I don't know that any of our shows have had as big of a cultural impact or are as important as this show, is The Daily Show. The Daily Show is brilliant. The writers on that are amazing. Jon Stewart is amazing. Like, at first, when it started and had, what's his face, McPretty Ass, Craig Kilborn. Craig Kilborn was the original host, and it was a parody of news shows. And then when they switched and got Jon Stewart on there, it became what it is now and was kind of half real news and half joke. And it's amazing.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, like, a lot of people get their news from The Daily Show.
If you watch just The Daily Show, you are far, far, far better informed than if you watch 8 hours a day of 24 Hours News Network. Well, that's a proven statistical fact.
The problem now is not John Oliver exists. You just watch this show. You can just see it.
Yeah. I mean,
I really
similar
like
thing.
John Oliver. I actually like Stephen Colbert. So at one point I was comparing with a buddy of mine, Stephen Colbert versus Jon Stewart. And because I think Stephen Colbert is funnier in general. But he brought up the point that when Jon Stewart makes a joke that's funny, it is fucking hilarious. Like, he has more bigger moments.
Bigger peaks, but less of them.
Right.
Yeah. So like Colbert is right here and Stewart's like this.
Well, and the Colbert Report,
I'm still up here, but
yeah, and the Colbert's, he's a genius and everything, yeah. But I think and the Oliver is probably the same side of Daily Show as this, but the reason what I think the Daily Show pulls off more than the Colbert Report, although Colbert Report still does it, is the Daily Show manages to juggle this informative and like it is a useful show to watch. Like, if you watch it every episode of the Daily Show, you are a better human being because of the knowledge you get from it.
You're more informed human being. It doesn't make you a better person.
I think being more informed about the world around you is automatically improving your worth as a human being.
I don't know if I agree
with that.
I agree
with that statement.
Just because you know more.
I understand your point.
The ignorant masses are terrible. Educate yourself about politics and everything,
that
and you're
true.
A better person.
That is true.
Do something with that knowledge.
Yeah.
If I know a bunch of stuff,
nothing's worse to me than a knowledgeable dork who's like, I know everything, but I'm not doing a damn thing about it. Like, thank you.
I was going to say, if you want to
know. I see enough people down at Pegasus who go ranting off because they know all the political facts and they watch all these shows, but they don't do a goddamn thing with their life about it. So they're more.
If you don't vote tomorrow, you wasted that knowledge.
I prefer the ignorant master of those people.
But yes, it is a great show.
But it is a great show. I don't disagree with that at all.
I love it.
I used to watch it every night, and then we didn't have cable anymore, and now I don't.
That's true, we don't.
So then I
watch it on the internet.
Binge watch it sometimes when I'm working.
I go to bed when it starts, so I can't watch. Can't see it past 10.
Old man.
And when it's 30. They show the episode from the previous night at like 4 p.m.
Yeah, but I'm... It's complicated.
Or they used to, at least.
It's complicated.
So you're number four.
My number four is Psych, which was mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I made it to my top four.
Yeah,
good choice. All right.
Yeah, the top five.
This is not helping me.
Well, we mentioned five spots are really tight.
No, yeah.
It's not really a top five, though, but I still say Curb Your Enthusiasm is an amazing show, and everyone needs to watch it. If you like train wreck shows.
And yet I'm the best person. Sorry. Go ahead.
He's responding to the text on the Twitter because he's watching.
I have us on camera.
It is weird because like I just did those things.
You know what I just said about that before?
What?
You're using the broadband that we're using to stream with.
How small is your broadband width?
Who knows?
Don't want to have anything
Who
going
knows?
Out to
pay attention to us. You
I
turn
am
that
attention
off.
To you. I can pay attention to both.
All right.
Andy's number four.
To be fair, it was fine until Nathan called it out.
Yes. I was being subtle.
Where were
well,
you?
I already said Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, right, yes.
That
was almost on my list coming over here, and then I didn't because I had recommended it a few episodes ago.
I can't see train wreck.
Michael J. Fox is so good. And it's like in this last season, it was still hilariously funny even towards the end. That show was so strong.
Was that a Parkinson's shake or are you messing with me?
I can only watch like an episode of that show once in a while because it's so uncomfortable that it bugs me almost too much, but I like it. I just can't watch much of it.
Yeah, I don't.
Andy had a much better tolerance to be able to watch a lot more of it.
Well, some people really enjoy that sort of show. Like, I can't watch that sort of show either, but some people really enjoy it. Obviously, Andy is one of them.
Yeah, no, and I'm with Andy on that. Like, yeah, I like the train wreck style shows. I like that. And, you know, the classics like The Producers. Like, Raylene hates The Producers. And I'm like, so...
The movie The Producers?
The movie The Producers.
Oh, that movie was amazing.
But it's... Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It really is.
It kind of is.
It's terrible people doing a terrible thing and terrible stuff happens to them, and then it's terrible the end.
Intentionally. Not like accidentally doing a terrible thing.
No, it's them just being terrible human beings.
Yes.
You know what movie
there's not a decent person or event in the producers.
Watched recently is The Birdcage.
Oh, that's because that movie's amazing. Is amazing. That's another movie that holds up really
that's
well,
by
the way.
That's my favorite Robin Williams film ever.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it my favorite Robin Williams
film? And it's also my favorite Nathan Lane film ever.
That I would agree with. I don't know if it's my favorite Robin Williams. I'd have to think about it.
Robin Williams' best performance was as Popeye.
No.
That was you will never see a human being do a cartoon character more. That was an amazing performance.
Yes.
The movie wasn't his best movie, but that was, you could have given people 1,000 years to try and be Popeye that accurately. No one would ever do it.
I really enjoyed him as the genie.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing, is I think Aladdin might actually be my favorite Robin Williams film, which is a little unfair.
And is Lion King your favorite Nathan Lane film?
God damn. I don't know, but that's not what we're talking about, so it doesn't matter.
All right, my number three is Psych.
Yay, Psych! Everyone likes Psych.
My number three was Castle.
Yay, Castle. Some people like Castle.
See, I can high-five him because he didn't just pick his nose.
My number three,
all back.
I put up as the best sitcom of the current century. And it's up there as best sitcoms ever. And it just happens to be animated. God,
it's another.
Damn.
It's kind of a train wreck.
It's not a train wreck.
Parts of it certainly are.
Peggy Hill before. And
I know.
Yeah, she does
Peggy Hill
job.
Is a train wreck.
She does an amazing job being Peggy Hill. I can't. I want to just stab her.
I know. Isn't it great?
Like in the most painful way. Like I want to gouge her eyes out and then put them over here.
Heaving breath, yes. Breathing flames.
Exactly.
She's so terrible.
I almost put that on here, by the way.
Is it
I know, I know it's on a TV show.
He just still wanted Clue on there.
Clue's amazing.
But I love King of the Hill. I love it's got the characters are all great. Some of the episodes like are just amazing. Some great moments, like you know the whole thing Boomhauer was and then there's an episode where it's told in flashbacks by each of the character tells their own flashbacks, and in Boomhauer's flashback he talks normal and everyone else talks like that, and it's fucking hilarious.
That is actually pretty good.
And yeah. Dale Gribble is one of the greatest anythings
ever. I do like Dale.
Dale's amazing.
I do like him.
Pocket sand. Yeah! He throws sand at people. Because he always has sand in his pocket in case. Why not? Fucking Dale.
Speaking of
like Dale. So the whole thing with him and like Redcorn. Like John Redcorn's like shirtless crawling out of his wife's bedroom window and he's just... nothing.
Just chatting with him.
And John's like, you know, you're taking the fun out of this. Dale Jr.
Ah,
my number three is Doctor Who.
Oh.
That wasn't in the last 10 years. That's back in the 80s.
Oh, another reference.
Again, back in the 70s.
Or 60s.
Yeah.
No, I love the new Doctor Who's.
You're all enjoying The Rock as Doctor Who this year?
Yeah, The Rock's
we
amazing.
We wish.
Peter Rock, the new Doctor is amazing.
Is he?
Oh, Peter Capaldi's an amazing actor.
Is he? All right, cool.
And so everyone here has watched. Everyone knows who Doctor Who is.
I've watched some Doctor Who, not very much.
Nope.
The new stuff is good. I have watched some. I enjoyed it. Katie did not, which is why I have not watched as much of
it. It was all right.
Well, the nice thing about Doctor Who is because of the cycle of not just the main character but his companions and everything, there's always different casts. Like, and that can in some ways be a bad thing. Like, you know, oh, I don't like the Matt Smith years or whatever. But on the other hand, you'll love the David Tennant years or vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, there's 3 or 4 years with a doctor and a companion that you will like. Like, they just have these two wheels that they shuffle and then you're going to find a match.
My problem with Doctor Who is that there are other things that I wanted to watch more.
Right. No,
it's not that it was bad.
I'm not saying,
it was that...
Mediocre is worse than bad, because at least bad you remember. Mediocre is just like, well, there's all these things that are better.
I always need like a sci-fi, and it's not really sci-fi, because they never stick with science. You can't, it's like all wonky science, which is fine. It's Doctor Who science, it's Doctor Who logic, but it's all about the doctors, how if he's charismatic and the companion's charismatic, and that's all that matters about that show, and it's just fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I would like to watch more of it, but...
That's me. What's Andy's number two. Three?
My number three, I will go with Justified.
Nice.
Justified.
Another good one.
Timothy Oliphant. He'll fit in with a future one as well.
You're going to call back to that later?
Yeah, I'll call back to that later.
Because he has a second show that's just Justified again.
Yes.
And that's why he likes it.
Yeah.
it's possible my bottom three might be just similar to Justified.
It's just three different versions of Justified. Yeah. All
right.
Katie's number three.
Number two,
Yeah. My number two is the IT Crowd. The British one. The first episode that I watched, I was like, this show is fucking awful. But then for some reason I watched another episode and it got really, really good.
You got it. Wait a minute.
Episodes, I don't know if it's just like you have to get used to it. Like if I'm rewatching it, the first episode is good because you understand it. But some shows that happens, and some shows the first episode, they're forced to introduce all the characters.
Yes.
And that really makes it so they can't spread their wings. Second episode, I will always give a show at least two episodes.
Yeah, well, and I mean, the other thing is they have to show that she's incompetent, and so she can't really be anything other than incompetent the first episode.
Right.
Anyway.
That's a show that like feels like it should be a train wreck show, and so I shouldn't like it, but I enjoyed it anyway. Like,
it's not really a train wreck.
Well, yeah, it kind of is. Like, that's the thing.
Let's watch Work Outing. When they go to the musical, you tell me that's not a goddamn train wreck from start to finish.
I'm disabled. You're from the telly.
It's kind of a train wreck.
But it's so good.
But I enjoy it anyway. Like, that's the thing. It's a train wreck I enjoy, which is weird.
That might be the best episode of television. Like, the workouting is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's easily.
Workouting is, and it deserves an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, a Grammy. Just every award that exists needs to go to that episode of the IT Crowd.
It would be up for a Tony, potentially, because it's a musical,
fucking
isn't
God.
It?
When she turns around and the bartender is Moss, I shit myself laughing. That's the funniest thing ever. Yes, miss. Died.
I might have to rewatch that. The problem is I'm in the middle of Parks and Rec.
You are in the middle of Parks and Rec. That's true.
You have to get the community.
Well, the good thing, though, is at least the IT Crowd, it's not very long. I mean, could rewatch it in an afternoon.
It has the stability of don't touch the
beard.
But on purpose, which is funny. Like,
yeah,
people
like
are so angry.
Planned.
The creator is like, yeah, you know what? This show has been super good. If we do another season, it might suck, so I'm done.
So we're done. Yeah.
And it's like,
but that's the thing, British TV does that.
British TV is willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Netflix. There's a show that might have made my list if Netflix hadn't decided to make a season of a show that was good and then they shit all over it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Your number two?
My number two, we already covered. It was Game of Thrones. Like, my top, like, five have all been covered.
Okay.
My number two is going to tie into my number three because it's another show I think is underestimated sometimes because of the impact, blah, blah, culture. And for some reason, like, a decade ago, I think we all just kind of stopped watching it. Like, it was this huge thing, and then everybody's like, okay, we're done with that show. But it's still fucking amazing if you bother to watch it. It's South Park.
Yep. It's still good.
It's still good. And, like, the thing is, they're
This last season's been pretty solid. Yeah. All the episodes, I've lost
Simpsons,
touch of it.
What?
Yes, The Simpsons.
That's who I thought you were gonna say is The Simpsons.
It is not still solid. It's still The Simpsons was fucking genius. Yep. Like seasons 3, 4, and 5 of The Simpsons are masterpieces. And The Simpsons is still an okay show. It's still a watchable, enjoyable show, but it is precipitously worse than it was at its peak.
Okay? Well,
whereas South Park is still, it still is what it is because every episode, I mean, they are very political and very heavy-handed with their commentary. It is definitely a political commentary show. It is not a comedy show. I mean, there's humor in it, but it is obviously they'll take an issue. And that's why they do every episode in 6 days because they take a very, very current issue and they hammer their opinion in as hard as they can.
Yep.
Like, they fucking, like, we are on this side of the issue into the side of your skull. But it's good and it's
impressive.
You always
thought it was very unbiased and fair.
Yeah.
Balanced.
Yeah. Balanced.
It's also incredibly left-wing, so depending on who you are, you might despise the show.
Right.
But,
Well, I think you could still see the humor in it.
Yes.
Was it you who was telling me that the problem with The Simpsons was that the people who grew up watching The Simpsons
are now
writing them?
Yes, I told you that. And that is a huge problem.
I can see that.
And I worry about that happening very soon with South Park.
Well, the original creators
Trey and Matt, it's Trey Parker and Matt Stone do South Park, and that's it.
Right.
They're the core development. I mean, as long as they're still there.
They're still there, it'll probably be fine. But my point is, like,
I don't think they will retire and not take that behind a shed and shoot it in the face.
And maybe they will. And I hope they do, because otherwise it's going to have a Simpson-esque sort of situation. Because
Trey and Matt, like, I like Team America, I like Hannibal the Musical, I like South Park, I like Book of Mormon, like, they are good. They do Orgasmo. Yeah. Like Trey Parker and Matt Stone are pretty like 100% successful.
Even the movie is not as dated. It's still it's kind of dated, but the movie is still really good too.
The movie is brilliant, and like it's kind of dated, but in a certain way they were genius because it can never date itself because the movie is about itself. So no matter when you watch the movie, it's topical because you're currently watching a movie about the movie you're watching.
Yep.
Before you go, Ryan, I'm going to interject. I had a number two that I was reminded of that I should have made my number two, and my number two was taken, which is Dollhouse. We've talked about some really well-written Joss Whedon shows. I thought Dollhouse was amazingly well-written. I really enjoyed it. The main character, in a lot of ways, just carries the whole show, but the side characters are still good. It's not like I was saying with Almost Human, where I feel like the side characters are really weak. Mm-hmm. Like, she's amazing, and the side characters are good to great, but they're just not as amazing as she is.
Right.
And it's a really, really well-done show that I was really sad when it was over. So,
welcome to the world of Joss Whedon shows.
I know.
Yep.
My number two show I've recommended a few times already is Person of Interest.
Mm.
I love the shit out of that show. It has a procedural every week. They have to go save somebody, but yet it has ridiculously awesome over arcs that last seasons. Even from season to season, there's like show-wide arcs that are going on with season arcs, which small arcs. There's constantly multiple organizations are dealing with. There's all this overlap between all the characters. The world feels very real, and it's fleshed out, and there's just a lot going on, and it's just an amazing show. So, Person of Interest, go watch it.
And that's got the one guy from Lost on it, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Linus.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard really good things. It's one of those shows I just never had the time for, unfortunately. Yeah.
My number two-ish, I don't have numbers again, but the next one that I'm going to put in here is Longmire.
What?
Justified. He's putting in Justified again. Yeah. Part two? He's just calling it Longmire.
Okay. Yeah.
An older Timothy Oliphant.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Which unfortunately was canceled on E&E, but they haven't really said if it's been picked up by another network yet, but it's a very good show.
When I saw it was canceled, I was very upset.
Yeah, it's odd because it was one of the top money makers on that channel too. Or the top rating.
Right.
Raylene and I watched a Jim Jefferies stand-up special yesterday, mm-hmm. and he mentioned that Legit got canceled, and he's like, who'd have guessed that it would be canceled being on that oh-so-mentioned and advertised FXS station that everybody knew about?
Yeah, that's the other thing though too, and I had to miss The League, and I had to miss Always Sunny. Fuck FXX.
I watch League every week.
Like, why did they do that?
It's just so stupid. Well, it's for them to try to... It's for Fox to get another goddamn station.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's so annoying because I'm happy at least Always Sunny is on Netflix right now, the last season. But yeah, Justified and Longmire, awesome shows. Need to watch them.
Katie's right, number Katie. One. Numero uno.
My number one should come as no surprise. It is Futurama. I think that is an amazing show. It has infinite rewatchability to it. The characters are really good. I think the last couple of seasons...
What's it about?
It's about 22
minutes.
It's about a dog.
It's about a dog.
Yeah.
Screw you, Brian.
The last couple of seasons aren't as good as the original ones. I think there was too long of a break, but I think the movies are really good. I think... that the first couple of seasons are really, really good. It's
Some of the jokes in The Beast with a Million Backs. Oh my god. Just so well done.
It's just an all around great show. There's just nothing wrong with it. You just skip the episode with the dog.
The funniest thing about that show to me is that I think they do a better Cider House Rules mock show than Cider House Rules was as a movie. Like, there's the episode where they do Cider House Rules, and it's so good. You're like, man, now I never need to watch the movie Cider House Rules again because I've seen this.
It's like how Blue Mountain State did, what was it, Memento?
Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen Memento.
They did do a really good Memento.
I've never seen it, but that is my favorite episode ever of Blue Mountain State.
Have you not seen Memento?
No.
You've never seen. Oh my god.
No.
Wait, Brian.
I'm done. Friendship over.
There was an episode of Futurama you told me. You were like, I've never actually seen this episode before.
The one where Bender Ben sings.
Yeah. Well, the problem is Katie likes to watch Futurama as she's falling asleep. And so, like, they run, like, until, like, she, whatever the timer is, like, three episodes or whatever. So, like, I've seen probably every Futurama show, but every once in a while one comes on, I'm like, I don't recognize this plot at all. Like, it must just always air after. Because I fall asleep about 2 seconds after my head hits the pillow. And so I've just, like, slept through some of them. even though she's watched it like 14 times.
It's That's amazing. A show I kind of wish had never been brought back, because the finale, the original finale with the devil's hands and everything was such really a great ending to that finale. Show. But really it was nice to have more Futurama.
Yes,
but that
I am glad we have more Futurama. But
if we had not gotten a more Futurama, that was an amazing end to the show.
Yes, I would agree. Anything else about Futurama? It's your number one show, so I don't want to rush you.
No, I mean, it's just so good. I don't know what to say about it.
All right, so my number one show is Sherlock.
It's... You mean Elementary?
No, I do not mean Elementary. I really don't.
Elementary is actually pretty good.
Elementary might be good, but no, that is not what I mean at all. I am saddened by Lord of the Rings, the Hobbit movies, specifically because he is a distinctly worse Frodo than he is a
Watson.
Both of them are the epitome of what I think of for Sherlock and the epitome of what I think of for Watson. Like, they're amazing. The way it's written is amazing. The whole story arc with the woman, which is just really well done, and was one of the things I was most frustrated about with the new movies with Robert Downey Jr. was the way they treated the whole arc with that character. Mm-hmm. And like they did in Sherlock the show, they handled it so well. Oh, yeah,
I didn't really read any of the old books and that, and I don't really know much about Sherlock. I like the BBC ones. Those are really good.
I do like
the Robert Downey movies too.
I enjoy the movies, but the BBC one, like Sherlock Holmes and the Arthur Conan Doyle books is one of my favorite things of all time. Probably I can only think of three or four things I've ever read more than I've read that, like repeatedly through and through and through and through. And I just feel like they captured it so well.
I think they do a really good job bringing it into modern day.
Yeah, the fact that they translate it into modern day, and it feels like they don't even miss a beat. Like, it's just flawless. Like, I can't even think of a thing I would change about it. Like, it's just that perfect.
Yeah. Have it be about Poirot. Poirot is the superior detective.
It's untrue.
It is totally true. Someone out there will back me up. The Hercule Poirot stories are way better than Sherlock Holmes.
The only thing that I am worried about, and this isn't so much about the show as the actor, is I feel like he's playing the same role over and over and over again. On other movies.
It was funny how Khan was Sherlock. You really enjoyed that, right, Nathan?
My favorite thing about him is the people on the internet, every time there's a picture of him, just making up different ways of saying his name. It never gets old. Like Bandicoot Crumple Snatch and stuff like that.
Because I really enjoy Sherlock, but I don't want to see Sherlock in like other movies.
Right. When someone plays a character that well and that iconically, they kind of just always play that character the rest of their career. It's very hard not to.
Oddly enough, he's rumored to become Doctor Strange.
No, he is. I'm sad about that because the perfect Doctor Strange, I knew it was never going to happen.
The Rock?
Yes. No.
We can't have Roctor Strange.
Roctor Strange would have been great! Oh!
Oh my god.
I don't know who Doctor Strange is.
He's the Rock.
Think like The Rock, but with a cape. No, Oh, man! No, anyway, Pablo Pascal, the guy who played the Viper in the Game of Thrones. The Viper versus the Mountain.
I know
he would have been fucking amazing as Doctor Strange.
I don't know Doctor Strange.
Who
cares? He's fucking amazing.
Nope. He is fucking amazing.
Nope. I personally believe the person that should have been Doctor Strange is Littlefinger from Game of Thrones.
I just want Pablo Pascal.
No, I think I'm going with Nathan on this one.
I think Littlefinger, he looks like Strange.
I just want that guy to do more because he was amazing as the Viper.
He was pretty good. Yeah,
he was amazing as the Viper.
He might come back this season.
Yeah. I did like, in Sherlock, I like the casting decision of who they have play Sherlock's parents.
Pedro Pascal is his name.
So, Pedro Pascal, yeah. Do you know who played Sherlock Holmes' parents?
I'm trying to remember it. I'm failing.
Benedict Cumberbatch's parents.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Those are his real parents.
That's fantastic. Well, yeah. He also has the most British name of all time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he wins the British name off.
Yeah.
He was born on, like, British Day.
He's so British that he wins the Falco scale just because he's so far off the British scale that he also wins the Falco scale. Which is the scale of how good your name would be as a football quarterback.
Oh, I thought it was a scale of how good
you
would be
the reference,
at making songs about Mozart.
The internet may not know the reference. Katie does not know the reference.
I like how you say they and you pointed at me.
Well, I was pointing at the camera, actually. I was pointing at they here.
You don't they. Need to pander to the
the royal plural. The royal You're like plural. A queen. Plural.
Anyway,
they are not amused anyway, by Sherlock, the Falco scale.
Fucking legendary.
What's your number one?
My number one is a show that I think is the short end of the stick, and I think it's fucking amazing, is Stargate SG-1.
Yep.
That's the only Stargate show I watched.
Amazing. And Atlantis was also really good.
Atlantis was good.
It has Kaylee in it, so it has to be good.
It has Mimosa, or whatever his name is, the guy who is Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
Who's actually really, really good in it, too.
Yeah. But Stargate SG-1 just kind of plays second fiddle to Star Trek in general. Yep. Like, people just don't give a shit about Stargate. And SG-1 was... There are brilliant fucking episodes, like the Groundhog's Day episode and stuff like that. Episode 200.
I'm thinking...
That's the one with Richard Dean Anderson.
The show with Richard Dean Anderson.
I'm thinking the SG-1 that only lasted just two seasons.
That's Atlantis, I think.
No, that was Universe or something.
I'm not thinking of one.
The original one, SG-1, is amazing, and it was
MacGyver, Brian.
It had several A++ brilliant episodes, but it was just always workhorse solid. Every week you could tune in and get it's kind of like Friends. I think Friends is an overrated show, but every episode of Friends you'll laugh at least a couple times. It has some brilliant ones, but there's never really like you tune in, you're like, well, that was just shit to start to finish.
How you doing? Ryan. How you doing?
SG-1 is consistently good. The character development's great. Overarching plots are well done. They do a lot of really good callbacks. Like, shit'll happen. Like, there's a throwaway episode in, like, season one where, like, some random schmuck, like, captures them and builds robot doubles. Yep. And so they have this whole episode with the robot doubles. And, oh, my God, there's two of you! Yeah. And then the episode's over and they go about their life. And then, like, seven seasons later, those fucking robot doubles show up. Because they're still out there. And so the show does a great job of callbacks, did a great job of interacting with the fan base. Like, they took feedback really well. It's a really, really fucking good sci-fi show.
It is a really good show. I love Star Trek The Next Generation, but if I had been introduced to both SG-1 and Star Trek The Next Generation at the same time, I probably would have watched SG-1 over Star Trek The Next Generation. And I'm a huge Trekkie.
Yeah.
Stargate, huge Trekkie.
It didn't have enough of the one guy from the movie.
Kurt Russell?
No, the other guy.
James Spader?
Yep.
The guy who replaced James Spader and plays the same character does an amazing James Spader impression.
That's true.
He really does. He does.
So, what are these people?
But I think that happened to a lot of people. Like, SG-1 got swept under the carpet because it wasn't next gen.
Yep.
And I think it is a better show. I think it really is.
It also started out on Showtime and then what moved the size. Well, by the time it moved to regular TV, it had 2 years where only a small percentage of people saw it.
Yep.
But then they're like, well, now it's not on Showtime, so where are the boobies?
Yep. Only the pilot episode had boobs. And I think they just did that to get the show, like, the producer, like, hey, look, tits, please pay for our show.
Yep.
And then after that, there were no tits or profanity. So it was always.
That's why I stopped the season syndication. Four, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I haven't seen titties in three episodes. I'm out.
Stupid show.
It should be so good, though.
Where's James Spader? I thought he was there. I see him in a few minutes.
You just mentioned Next Gen. I don't know if he mentioned this on the podcast. I don't know if this was a good thing to do. I had somebody who has never seen Next Gen before, and I had them watch the pilot episode, Encounter at Farpoint. He wanted to go through the entire series. That's what he wanted to do.
Oh, okay.
But I had him watch Encounter at Farpoint and then immediately watch All Good Things.
The episode finale. Yeah, the season.
So bookends.
And those two go together really well.
Yep. So I thought that was a really nice way. Except for it did give away. It was like,
a lot.
Hey, where's Tasha Yar?
Yeah.
Because she's not in spoiler All Good Things.
Tasha didn't she went on to a massive movie career.
Spoiler alert, she didn't make it very far.
She crawled back to Next Gen to play her own twin sister from an alternate dimension or whatever the fuck
it was.
She
was a Romulan.
Sure.
Yes. But I thought that was kind of cool for somebody who's never seen Next Gen is to bookend it. Watch Encounter at Farpoint, which is decent. It's a slow episode. But then watch All Good Things immediately afterwards, and then watch the series.
Encounter at Farpoint did not hold up well. I've gone back and watched it, and I was really disappointed.
Okay. Sorry.
It's no SG-1.
No, it's not.
My number one is Justified.
Nailed it.
I love that show fuck ton. I had no HBO shows in my top 10. It was very bizarre.
I had a few. I have a couple that I want to mention in there. But
I had it for a while, and I was tempted for Game, but then I was like, screw it. That's my story.
You're going to mention it spite me?
No, I'm not going to mention it.
Oh.
I'm just saying that one and what they mentioned. Well, because there's been like three or four mentioned. I just
Mine is Deadwood.
Yep.
I like Deadwood.
Deadwood is...
We should rewatch Deadwood.
I've never seen it. Oh. When I was in the military and posted for 3 months in
That's
an
only
Army
3 months. That's it.
No. They were going to introduce me to Deadwood. It was on the air at the time, but partway through. But they were going to introduce me in the middle. And so I watched like 10 minutes of an episode, and I was like thoroughly confused. And I never went back and
watched
it.
Why are they talking so this. Funny? A lot of times, like, Andy will talk about how he loves the last episode because it's just another day in Deadwood. And people talk about how good Swearegen is as a character. And I'll, like, agree with them because these are all truthful statements. Never seen an episode.
Yeah, see?
I've been lying for, like, the last decade about seeing Deadwood.
I touched the thing.
Are you
finger.
Fucking
It's a great show. I'm sure it's a great show. I never got around
things,
to watching it.
I've heard great things about it.
We should... As a group, we should watch it.
But I've always been like, yeah, no, that last episode's amazing. Assuming. Everybody agrees it is.
Seems likely.
So we should do this. We should schedule a day where we sit down and basically watch Deadwood all together.
Because we find it so easy to schedule an entire day together.
I have to get a soda that day.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with watching.
He just doesn't want to rewatch the whole thing.
Yeah, I recently rewatched it a week ago, plus I want to make a soda reference.
Trying to get our whole group watch do a day is tough.
We could do
it. How about... You and I watch Deadwood while we're working on Friday. Don't you have to do work too?
So
you didn't.
No.
Damn it! Why don't you just watch Deadwood with me while I have to work?
Wow.
I'll be playing board games in another room while you're doing that.
Yeah,
I can tell you right now, Nathan, that people are disappointed with you already.
Why?
Because there was one that was not mentioned. Farscape.
So Rigel is my spirit animal. He really is my spirit animal, and I'm excited that they're going to bring Farscape back.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they said that they're going to be Farscape. It's
thank you. I had gathered that much.
Imagine a good sci-fi show. Imagine one that's trying to be clever, and then imagine a bad one, and then beneath that is Farscape.
Imagine like Stargate SG-1, but with puppets.
I've never seen Stargate.
Imagine Star Trek Voyager, but with puppets.
I've never seen Voyager.
Imagine Firefly, but with puppets.
That is untrue. That is categorically untrue.
I have really bad dialogue.
It's clever at times.
Here's the thing is Farscape, if you rewatch Farscape, it is very inconsistent.
Yeah.
Like there's an entire half a season that is mediocre at best. There's way too many poo jokes in it. Like they introduced the old lady and she's all about poop and stuff and I don't like her. Scorpius is an amazing character. Rigel's an amazing character. John and Aaron are amazing. There's a lot of amazing characters. There are several brilliant episodes. Crackers Don't Matter and The Way We Weren't. Those episodes aired 2 weeks in a row, and that's like episodes like 4 and 5 of the first season. Those are two phenomenal fucking episodes. But overall, the show is very inconsistent. As much as I love it, it is too inconsistent to be in my top 10.
Yeah.
And I had lots of shows that did not make the cut. Like this has probably another 7 shows on it that I just...
Yeah,
I had
to
pick 10.
There are shows that are like really good. Like there's The League, but I think in 10 years, I don't know that I'll be like, oh yeah, The League. Let's watch
The League. The League was one of the ones that I thought about. Like I seriously considered it, and I was like, it's not in the top 10.
Sons of Anarchy as well.
I was surprised neither of you mentioned Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I was going to, but True Detective. But first season was really good for True Detective. I'm waiting for the second season.
Somebody actually has a really good comment that I missed is Burn Notice. Which might have made my list had I thought
about
it.
I thought about it. It's a great show. Burn Notice would be that probably maybe in our top 20.
Oh yeah, definitely top 20. It might have made my top 10 had I thought of it.
All right, I'm all done now though.
All right.
Hooray!
That is TVs. Now we have.
Well, it is like 8 o'clock.
Our recommendation is to watch all of those shows.
That was a 2 hour recommendation.
I have a slightly different recommendation. My recommendation is for Pip to collate all of the shows we just listed and put them in a nice format for us on the forums.
I asked Katie to do that because she loves Excel, but she didn't do it. So somebody needs to do it. Make an Excel spreadsheet that has a column you can sort by name and episode and category all of our recommendations ever.
I didn't do that.
Nope.
Are you sure I didn't do it and then didn't send it to you?
That's possible.
Because I kind of remember doing it.
All the evidence I have, it was not done, but that's just because I never saw its existence.
I don't have your email address.
It's myname.myothername@gmail.com.
I need more cheds.
Nathan.
Magoose@gmail.com.
At hotmail.com.
I probably shouldn't have given out my email on the internet just now.
You just did that, yep. I was laughing to myself.
Send all your penis enlargement spams to nathan.hoffman@gmail.com. Hilariously, there's another nathan.hoffman@gmail.com, but his is spelled slightly differently, and so I get stuff for him sometimes. Last I checked, he was in a monastery.
Okay. So.
That's pretty good.
True story. Okay. Are we killing it?
Yeah, watch all those shows. Thanks for watching.
Quick side note.
I'll tell Mark. My dad might die during Warmish weekend, but it's not going to delay the trip.
What?
Well, my dad might die during Warmish weekend. He has some tumors. But
talk about this in a.
All right, just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh my God.
Probably
thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Tumor death.
Sorry.